panelists told us that it is possible as many Brits will be watching these results as watch the results of their own elections.
That's NBC's Michelle Kaczynski in London. This is NBC News Radio. The presidential race may get top billing, but there are several other closely watched races across the nation. NBC's Kelly O'Donnell reports many are focused on the outcome of a Senate race in Massachusetts.
Democrats see a big chance to gain ground with Harvard professor and consumer advocate Elizabeth Warren.
What I see is lots of enthusiasm, lots of momentum. Mostly it's people coming up to me, grabbing my arm and saying, girl, you got to win this.
Up against a well-liked Republican incumbent, Senator Scott Brown.
Democrats appear poised to maintain control of the Senate, while the GOP appears likely to keep control of the House. Power is slowly being restored after Superstorm Sandy. The number still without electricity is down to around a million customers. The NHL and its Players Association will resume talks today in New York City. The two sides reportedly made progress toward a new agreement in a recent meeting. All hockey games remain canceled through November. I'm Lynn Berry, NBC News Radio.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Accountemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Accountemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Accountemps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Whether you're running a family or running a business, there's so much running to do and so little time. So let Carbonite run your computer backup for you, automatically and continually, whenever you're connected to the Internet. Unlimited backup space for one computer is just $59 a year. Carbonite also has plans to back up all your small business computers for one low price. Try it free today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code BACKUP and get 2 bonus months with purchase. Carbonite.com. Offer code BACKUP.
If there is one thing Wall Street is not in regard to the presidential election today, it's undecided. CNN Money has interviewed 18 top investment strategists and money managers on Wall Street. It finds 12 of them want a victory by Governor Romney tonight because they think Wall Street would perform better under a Romney presidency. But reports by Fox Business and CNBC say despite what Wall Street may want, it expects a victory by President Obama. That is also based on interviews with investment strategists and others in the market trenches. On this election day, we're watching stock futures edge a little bit higher. S&P futures gaining 4, NASDAQ futures rising 13, Dow futures up 38. In early electronic trades, oil futures up a half dollar to a little more than $86 a barrel. A territorial dispute between China and Japan has slammed sales of Japanese cars in the Chinese market. And that is the explanation Nissan is giving today for disappointing third-quarter earnings. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center,
a different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook, finally sharing.
We are making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power.
Investigation.
Controversy. At the center of it all. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10, 9 Central, Thursdays on NBC.
WSJ Wine from the Wall Street Journal gives you a regular supply of great wines, quality and value guaranteed. With this special introduction to their Discovery Club, you'll save $160 on 15 world-class wines and enjoy gold medal winners from Bordeaux, Tuscany, and beyond, all for just $69.99 plus shipping and tax, and with a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now at WSJWine.com/radio.
The doctor will see you now. We try to make the kids as comfortable as possible. That's why the doctor uses the Exergen temporal scanner to take temperatures. Just a quick scan across the forehead, and he gets an accurate read every time. Then I tell the moms they can buy their own Exergen scanner. It's a great value for the money.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Walgreens and other fine retailers.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas
can go this far.
While a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate
can go
go a little farther.
When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is the poster child for the cliche, actions speak louder than words.
One thing I tell people is there's no magic bullet here.
Because...
And there isn't just one or two things to do. This is a grinded-out situation.
But I'm excited.
This is a
challenge. So
if y'all don't shut up, I'm going to go out of my mind.
Welcome to Detroit's only free speech zone. It's time to wake up to truth, reality, and a way forward. It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And good morning. It is Election Day, Tuesday, the 6th day of November 2012. November 6, 2012. Ladies and gentlemen, it is game day. Let's get it on. Wow, do you have a big day in front of you? No question. I came on the air May 2nd, 2011. And we have been building a coalition, if you will, over the many months to bring you issues, ideas, candidates, empowerment, knowledge, and everything in between. We have done everything we can to educate you on the candidates, on ballot proposals. We have talked about endorsements. We have done, I believe, everything we can possibly do to empower you to the truths you needed to make a decision, which was yesterday's first word, so that today, if you have not already voted, so that today you exercise your constitutional gift to vote. Today, you and the Koch brothers have one vote in common. Exercise that right. And, of course, we have an amazing program lined up for you today. From 7 to 10 o'clock, we will visit with, get a load of this, 20 candidates. 20 candidates that need your voice today. 20 of them. And if things work out perfectly, we'll hear from all 20 of them. And I'm very, very excited about that. But folks, it's time to get going, so let's start right now.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Oh, come on. Today's first word has to be so obvious. It is vote. 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 You don't need some philosophical spinning. You don't need some motivational speech. You don't need to ask any more questions. Today is about vote. Yes, it's about get out the vote. It's about, you know, being a comfort captain. It's about helping drive people to the polls. But today, our first priority must be to vote. That's it. I could go on for days, but if I haven't made my case to you by now that we continue to run that public service announcement about registering, and I've had actually people ask me to pull it. No. We never stop registering people to vote. It is the one thing. It is the great equalizer. Vote. Just vote. That's it. That's today's first word, vote.
Lions.
Stafford takes, looks, throws deep middle. Got a man out there. It's Calvin at the five. Makes the catch.
Tigers.
Monroe edges off of second. The 1-0. Swinging a fly ball. Left field. It's deep. It's way back. The Tigers are going to the World Series.
Red Wings.
And it's Red Wings.
And Pistons.
The Detroit Pistons have just shocked the Los Angeles Lakers.
The First Shift crew gives you some Detroit sports knowledge to drop next time you're at the water cooler.
And good morning. We welcome back Anthony on this election day. Everything's about election. So I'm electing Anthony to join me again this morning. Good morning, eh?
Man, what an exciting day to talk about all these sports that happened yesterday.
Really? What sports?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, listen, there is stuff to talk about, but obviously my mind is in one direction. In fact, you know, Anthony, what I'm, you know, my plan today, of course, is to do the show. And then I'm going to, when we get back, I'm going to go vote. And then I've got to find something to keep me busy today. And so I'm going to do some phone calling. I've already committed to doing that. You're probably going to see me doing a lot of cooking. That's what you're going to see, which isn't a bad thing, of course.
Right.
Because I'm a pretty damn good cook. Anyway, Josh Hamilton to the Tigers. Any truth to that rumor in your mind?
It's a crazy thought. I don't know if we're going to spend that kind of money, I don't know if I want to go get him. I think we got enough power in the middle of the lineup. I'd rather go get B.J. Upton or maybe trade for his brother Justin Upton or his name, Michael Bourne, I believe his name is, for the Braves. These guys are all outfielders with speed, and I'd rather have a number two hitter with some speed.
Okay. Well, it really was interesting to see that being reported yesterday. And, well, you know, it's a little early to start, you know. But, you know, one of the points that was made is we thought that Prince Fielder was a crazy idea until it happened. And then once it happened, we thought it was a crazy idea. But it worked out fairly well. He didn't have a great year, but he had a solid year.
He actually had his best career year.
Did he really?
Yep. He had this was the first time in his career he hit for 300, or maybe the second. You know, he had the 30 home runs and all those RBIs, so.
Well, you know, I thought he was a great addition to the team. It's hard for me to say he was worth the money because I don't know that anybody's worth that kind of money, but he got it, so I'm not going to. I don't begrudge anybody their cash, eh? Let them make all the money they want. I don't care.
We did go to the World Series.
We did go to the World Series, so yes, we will see. And, you know, the conversation nationally, the conversation yesterday surrounding the Tigers was that Mike Ilitch desperately wants a World Series ring and that he is going to spend money in this offseason to do his best to make sure we get back there. And Mike Ilitch has proven, certainly we saw that on the hockey side of his life, that he's not afraid to spend money. And I think one of the things that hurt the Red Wings is when they ended up with a salary cap because he could not spend the way he was used to spending. But if he wants to carry that attitude over to the Tigers, I'm not going to stop him.
Right. Dave Dombrowski has to have the easiest job out there. It seems like almost every offseason, Ilitch basically gives him a blank check and says, he'll get me a World Series, and he hasn't gotten him one yet.
You know, I got to tell you, well, but he's taken him to the dance twice now, and so there's something to be said for that. Anthony, over 162 games to make the playoffs 2 years in a row, to go to the World Series, you know, two times in 6 years. That's not a bad record. You know, that's really not a bad record. And if you'll recall, every time we sign a big name, Mike Ilitch gets involved. Martinez, Mike Ilitch got involved. Fielder, Mike Ilitch got involved. So he's not afraid to pick up the phone. He's not afraid to be a proactive owner, and we'll see what happens. We didn't mention Javid Best the other day. Bad news for him, running back for the Detroit Lions. Will be out the entire season. His career, Anthony, may be over. And that's just a shame. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with what he could or couldn't have brought to the team. We're talking about a young man here who really dedicated his life to a game that he loves, and he may not be able to play it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that a guy like that can't play football anymore because what he could possibly be when he is out there, he is a game changer in a you know, his speed can't be replaced.
No, no, and so it's just a shame, and you know, unfortunately, his season is over. Whether he can make it back, and you've really got to wonder because I don't know what the testing is they do. I have no clue how they do this concussion testing. But imagine how bad it is that he can't pass those tests.
Yeah, because I know nothing about it, I really just can't even understand why it's been taking this long for him not to play football anymore.
Well, he says he feels fine. Jim Schwartz says that he prepares every week or was preparing every week as if he was going to be in the lineup that week. And the doctors just won't clear him. So maybe maybe that's one of the ways I'll keep myself busy today. I'll do a little research on that, but that's just terribly unfortunate for this young man because he seems to be a really great kid and very much so. So it's just an absolute shame. Very quickly, the Pistons are off to a horrible start. They're on the West Coast still. They've got four more games left on the West Coast. I don't know. We're just going to have to hold our nose and I think get through the first half of the year while they find each other, because I don't see a whole lot of positive coming out of the Pistons right now. And still no word from the NHL. And I just can't imagine, Anthony, that they could get to a point where they would have to cancel another hockey season. And let me tell you, the biggest problem they have is a lot of people don't consider hockey a national sport. And we can argue about this, not necessarily you and I, but you know, you can argue that. But look at the trouble they have getting ratings on television. The Stanley Cup doesn't even draw a crowd or an audience as big as Modern Family. It makes you wonder what the future of this sport is in North America.
Yeah, I don't understand it. People just lost their attraction to hockey, and considering it was still up there in the 90s, and that goes to show you how much a lockout really hurt that that whole sport.
Well, you know, I remember when baseball went through this, and sure enough, you know, the following year, they had a real hard time attracting fans. Even your grandfather, my dad, you know, for a couple of years, he wouldn't watch baseball because of the strike. So,
but baseball did come back very quickly. I mean, it's not like it took. I mean, hockey was back for 6 or 7 years. I mean, it just didn't come back.
No, it didn't come all the way back. That's for sure. All right, that'll do it for us. Listen, we are really open lines in this first hour. I don't have a lot in front of me. I really want to talk to you today. We're going to go through some of the stuff that matters to me. I want to hear from you in this hour. I know you're out there. So give us a call. Let's talk about what your expectations are for the day today. Have you voted? Are you on your way to vote? Polls open in just under 45 minutes. There's a lot to do. 888-552-3595. Give us a call now. We're going to take the break, but we'll come back and chat with you.
First Shift with Tony Trujillo.
Well, the United States has a huge budget deficit, so taxes are going to have to go up. And I certainly agree they should go up more on the rich than everyone else. That's just justice.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
So far, no early morning problems. Just following road construction has you reduced down to two lanes on 275 northbound between 94 and Ann Arbor Road. At 9 a.m., 75 northbound between Grange Hall Road and Dixie Highway, two lanes are going to be closed. And on 75, both directions between Clay and Kniff, left lane is going to be closed, and that starts at 9 a.m. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 44 with sunshine in the afternoon. Tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 46. And it's currently 33 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America, and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
From her first moments as mayor, Janice Daniels has repeatedly disrespected the city of Troy and its citizens. During her swearing-in ceremony, she blatantly refused to take the oath to uphold the city charter of Troy. Justifying her actions, Mayor Daniels declared the city charter to be a whimsical document. She embarrassed the city's proud history and those public servants who came before her. She further embarrassed the city of Troy and made national headlines with her derogatory and inexcusable comments targeted at homosexuals and the LGBT community, forever linking the city of Troy and its diverse population with this kind of intolerance. Her extreme agenda influenced her voting against expanded funding for the city library and the building of a federally funded transit center, ignoring a large bipartisan majority and the direct endorsement of Governor Rick Snyder and the wishes of the Troy Chamber of Commerce. She repeatedly used her deciding vote to ignore what was best for the city of Troy. And if Janice Daniels doesn't represent you, vote yes to recall her on November the 6th.
We want to hear from you. Interact with First Shift. Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page. Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595. Now, back to the show and Tony.
And welcome back. It is 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Before we go any further, I want to thank our friend Todd Cook at Main Street Strategies for being so supportive of the program each and every morning. Todd, I just can't thank you enough for your friendship. I truly do appreciate it. We are going to be open lines the entire hour, and I really want to hear from some of you as you're getting ready to go into work, if you're at work, if you're at home, if you're you need a little motivation, if you want to provide a little motivation, if you got something on your mind. I want to hear from you this morning. 888-552-3595. You can also do it via email, tony@thetonyshow.org, and, of course, on Twitter, at Tony Trupiano. Let us go to the phones and welcome my brother, Les, in Detroit. Good and happy Election Day to you, my brother.
Good morning, all you fellow patriots out there on your way to the polls of the patriots that's already voted already. Mm-hmm. And Tony, I'd like to send a special shout out to you for all you're doing to educate the electric out there. Every day your show has been a lesson for people that didn't understand the proposals or the candidates out there. Appreciate you and your show.
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
I'm on my way out to vote. I tried to vote early, but I just couldn't do it. Not that the lines were too long and didn't want to stay. I just, in my mind, I just have to see that ballot go into the machine and be counted. It just was something in my mind that said you got to see it, count it before you do anything else.
I enjoy going to the polls. I don't mind waiting in line. I don't mind waiting my turn. I love voting at my precinct. I love doing it, Les. I don't know why. I really enjoy voting.
Well, it gives you a feeling of true democracy, like you stand in line at the camaraderie. And the stories I've been hearing on the other news channels is that the people just show cordial and the patient and they just enjoying the moment and talking to their friends and neighbors. I mean, to tell you, it just seems like it's going to be, it's one of the exciting elections of all times that I can remember.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, you know, we're praying, and to pray does not hurt this morning for the right outcome. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little bit nervous. I'm a little bit anxious. It's not just about Michigan. It's about what happens nationally as well. I'm paying attention. I know this is a tight race. I don't want to believe it is, but I know it is. So, you know, there's some apprehension. Yesterday I was a lot more uptight. Today I'm just anxious. I want to vote. I want it to be this evening. I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm ready, buddy. I'm ready.
I'm like like you, Tony, I am anxious, but I believe that the American people will see the difference between these two candidates. And clearly, if they want a clear vision of what America should look like in our 21st century, there's only one candidate out there, and that's President Barack Obama.
God bless you, my brother.
He's a liar and a cheater. I mean, come on, what are we going to tell our children if we vote for Mitt Romney? Are we want liars and cheaters in our as the president? Is this the kind of reflection we want to show to the world?
Well, you would think not. I hear you. You'd think not. I wouldn't know how to explain this one away, except, I'm still trying to figure out how to explain George Bush. But, let's just say I'm still not convinced he was ever elected.
No, he wasn't. He was selected. In fact, you know, the Supreme Court in the history of America chose a president. So, Tony, I'm going to. I'll get out there, go and vote, and I'm going to talk to you tomorrow, and we're going to be jumping up and down. We're going to be drinking champagne in the morning.
All right, brother. I'm going to hold you to that. Thanks so much, Les. As always, I appreciate your friendship and your call. I truly do. 888-552-3595. Of course, there's an entire spectrum of things going on today. It's not just about the presidency or the Senate or the state house. There's all the proposals to consider. There are a lot of people that have put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this election that have worked harder than they've ever worked before. There's more volunteers than there ever been before. You know, one of the great things about being a member of the Democratic Party as opposed to the Republican Party. The Republican Party pays for all their workers. They have to. Republicans are basically very lazy, except on Election Day. Republicans do go out and vote. Democrats rely on volunteers to deliver their message, to be their heavy lifters, to move mountains, to make sure that we're building foundations, that on top of those foundations we have sound buildings on which to house the ideas and the ideology and the optimism of the Democratic Party. But it takes the effort that is going to happen today. We've talked exhaustively about GOTV, Get Out the Vote, and how important that is today of all days, in every election day. But today is so much about sending a clear and definitive message to our fellow countrymen and women that we want an America that believes in equality. We want an America that is all-inclusive, that no matter what your age, no matter what color your skin, what religion you preach, no matter if you are gay or straight or transgendered, whether you are anything in between, it doesn't matter. We are at our core Americans, and as Americans, we should all have equal access to all the gifts that this country does give us. We've lost focus of that, very much so under a Republican-controlled House in the last 2 years at the federal level. There are some real whack jobs serving in Congress. All of them, without exception, are members of the Tea Party. People like Alan West. I mean, I don't even know how to explain that guy. How the hell did he ever get elected? He sounds great. He's a great orator, but the guy isn't all there. He's like three bricks short of a load. I mean, he's just insane. And there are many others. It scares the bejesus out of me that this wave, this 2010 wave, came along and changed the landscape of this country in such a negative way. We have been mired in such negativity the last 2 years that it does make one wonder, what are the American people sometimes thinking? Well, that's okay. We can correct all that today. And then come January, when we swear in a new Congress and this president no longer has to worry about anything but a legacy, where he can use executive order to radically change what has happened in this country. If Congress refuses to work with him, he needs to go around them. There's a reason that a president has powers that he has, and sometimes he just has to use muscle and might over words and negotiation. And we know one thing for absolute sure. One thing for absolute sure. The Republicans that serve this country, the elected Republicans that serve this country, hate Barack Obama. They hate the man. Well, you know what? They're going to have to work with him 4 more years. Quick break. We do have some audio to get to, but I want to hear from you this morning. You're out there. You're getting ready. You're excited. You're energized. You want to win. 888-552-3595. This is 1310 WDTW. I'm Tony Trupiano. First Shift continues after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
So far, no early morning problems. Just following road construction has you reduced down to 2 lanes on 275 northbound between 94 and Ann Arbor Road. At 9 a.m., 75 northbound between Grange Hall Road and Dixie Highway, 2 lanes are going to be closed. And on 75, both directions between Clay and Kniff, left lane is going to be closed, and that starts at 9 a.m. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 44 with sunshine in the afternoon. Tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 46. And it's currently 33 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now, director of Hellbound, Kevin Miller.
Yeah, well, definitely. And that's something I would say is that this debate over hell, some people might say, I don't need to watch that film. I don't believe in hell. Well, in Hellbound, what we do is we draw a connection between what we believe in and the kind of world we create. And underlying every society is some form of worldview that is going to give rise to an internal set of values, which we externalize into laws and all that sort of thing. And so if the foundation of your worldview includes a God who ultimately uses violence as a problem solver, we're going to become a very violent people.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
For a rich example of unbridled boss power in today's political process, harken back to August when Mitt Romney appeared on a stage with a group of Ohio coal miners behind him. I tell you, the clueless candidate cheerfully exclaimed, you've got a great boss. That would be Robert Murray, CEO of Murray Energy, who had previously held a $1.7 million fundraiser for Romney. But if Mitt had just turned around and seen the scowls on the faces of the Murray miners, he would have had a clue that they didn't quite share his enthusiasm for their great boss. One reason is that they hadn't volunteered to be there, but had been directed by bossman Bob to attend. Also, Bob was docking them a day's pay for taking the day off to be stage props for Mitt's campaign. In effect, they were compelled to donate to the Republican. Such involuntary support is routine for this corporation's salaried employees who've been hit up again and again for donations to Romney and other designated candidates. Murray himself sends dunning letters to employees' homes, specifying to each one how much to give and instructing them to send their checks directly to corporate headquarters. Staffers there maintain a list of those who did as told and those who didn't. If you don't contribute, your job's at stake, one employee bluntly explained. Indeed, Murray deploys his lieutenants to squeeze the laggards. As the boss put it in one letter to them last year, please see that our salaried employees step up for their own sakes. In another letter this March, he even named names of those he considered shirkers. I do not recall ever seeing the attached list of employees at one of our fundraisers, he said pointedly. This is Jim Hightower saying, after Romney's great boss statement, he added that Murray, quote, runs a great operation here. Yeah, a political shakedown operation sanctioned by the Supreme Court.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
This is former Michigan State University football coach George Perlis. I hope you will join me in voting for Brian Musalem for Michigan State Board of Trustees. Brian Musalem was a co-captain on the MSU football team. I know Brian Musalem will use his leadership skills to represent everyone at Michigan State. I hope you will join me on November 6th voting for Brian Musalem for MSU trustee.
Paid for by the committee to elect Brian Musalem.
Got something to tell Tony? We want to hear from you. Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595. Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now, back to the show and Tony.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, Election Day, November 6th. Yep, game day, folks. It's game day. Before we get to some audio, again, I want to encourage you to give us a call this morning. If you're looking for motivation, looking to be motivated, let me know. We'll take care of that. If you want to be motivational, we'll listen to that as well. 888-552-3595. Before I went to bed last night, I left a little message on Facebook for everybody. And I've been a little stunned by how popular that small post was. And so I want to thank the 60 of you or more who have liked my post from last night and the almost 700 people that have viewed it. I'm glad that it resonated with you, but it's just the beginning. I'll be ringing you up and punching in with you all day long via social media as I'm chewing my nails to the quick. I'm telling you, the toughest part of the day isn't going to be until, for me, about after 6 o'clock as I continue to debate. Do I stay up? Do I go to bed? Do I get up early? What do I do? I'll figure that out eventually. And, of course, as you know, the polls open just about 23 minutes from now. All over the state of Michigan, and they're open till 8 o'clock tonight, in spite of what perhaps some Republicans will tell you. What a day. It all comes down to this. It's what we've all been working for. Again, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Keith to First Shift. Keith, thanks for punching in on this election morning. How are you today?
Fine, Tony. How are you?
Good. Excited. Ready.
Oh, you got that right. I got three different text messages yesterday saying the same thing. I don't know if it's aimed to confuse people or make them make mistakes, but it says if you want to vote, first it says all Democrats, that's the, in the quote, is go down and vote for Obama first, then go back up to the box, says all Democrats, and fill that in. That is not the Obama vote won't count. Now, I'm saying, and these are people that send me this text. It's forwarded. It's been forwarded around. That know how to vote and had voted before. I don't know if it's meant to say if you go down and do the wrong bubble, if it's a Libertarian or Republican, any type of bubble, then go back up and vote on Democrat, or it said Democratic Party on the ballot, then you spoiling your ballot. So I don't know what confused, but I got this text three times yesterday. I fired angrily responses back to the people that sent them, just tell them, you know, you've been voting all this time, and what makes you think they're changing something now?
Yeah, Keith, you're right. People are just trying to confuse people. I don't understand what the hell that's all about. You know, if you want to vote straight party, you just do it at the top of the ballot. We want to remind everybody to do the nonpartisan part of the ballot. I've actually been telling people to do that first. But, yes, people were just trying to confuse you or whoever, and thank you for responding in the way you did because people need to be corrected. It's amazing to me how gullible people are. Man, they just need to hear it once, maybe twice, and they believe it. This goes back to our first word the other day, think. Oh, honestly. 888-552-3595. Ken and Warren joins us now. Good morning, Ken, and happy Election Day to you.
Hey, Tony, same to you, man. And I am the first in line at the 34th Precinct here in Warren at Thurston Elementary School, and I'm doing my duty.
Woohoo!
And I wanted to get up and make sure I was the first one here, so that's what I am. I'm standing here all by myself so far.
That's all right. That's right. You know, before I started doing the morning radio show, I was always the first one in line at my precinct as well, and I was usually there by myself, too. I didn't care. I love to vote, Ken.
Yeah, me too. I wanted to make sure I was the first one here. I just told the people I was going to be on the radio, so they're all looking at me right now.
Well,
watching me talk on the phone.
Yeah, well, you are on the radio. Well, congratulations. All right, Ken, thanks so much, Ken and Warren. All right, folks, today's going to be a busy day. It's going to be a busy day. And I believe there may be a record amount of people voting nationally. And I believe in the state of Michigan because we have so much at stake, especially with the proposals. And lots of the candidates in a lot of these communities, as we'll talk to starting in the next hour, that you're going to have to be patient. Let's listen to this piece
from WDIV, the Wayne County clerk, saying that they're ready, but be patient.
7 Action News reporter Tom Wade joins us live now from downtown Detroit. And Tom, what is the Wayne County clerk telling you about what voters need to know before tomorrow?
Well, the bottom line is, Carolyn, she is saying that everyone needs to be patient. And from what I've been reading on Twitter and talking to friends, it has been quite an ordeal in some cases to get to the polls, meaning there's definitely lines. Today there was absentee voting. We don't have early voting in Michigan, but people were definitely lining up to get those absentee ballots. So tomorrow, be ready. This could take a while.
The main thing is that the voters get out there and cast their vote.
That's Wayne County Clerk Kathy Garrett on tomorrow's big election. It will be here where all the results from Wayne County will flow in. And Garrett says she's ready for a big turnout.
That's a good thing. That means that people are getting engaged in the voting process. So I'm excited about that.
But before the votes are counted, Garrett is urging everyone to get up to speed with their ballot before they head to the polls. In Wayne County, voters will be faced with more choices than in years past.
Study that ballot before you go to the poll. That way you're pretty much ready. You know, your mind is made up, and then you'll get in there, do what you have to do, and get out for the next voter to come in and cast their votes.
Garrett says she and her staff are ready if there are any voting issues, but she's optimistic there won't be any problems.
Our phone lines are open if there is an event that there's any problems out there. Also, we have repairmen for the voting systems. They're strategically placed throughout Wayne County.
And yesterday we spoke with the Detroit city clerk, and she said the same thing. Just check your ballot before you go to the polls, because especially here in Wayne County, they've got more choices, a longer ballot than in years past. Reporting live downtown, I'm Tom Waite, 7 Action News.
Print out a sample ballot, folks. Bring it, fill it out, bring it with you, and transfer your votes from your sample ballot to the actual ballot. Makes it a lot simpler. Don't let anybody rush you while you're voting. You can take as much time as you absolutely need to take, so remember that. Let's go to the phones. My brother Amir in Detroit joins us now. I was hoping to hear from you today, my friend.
Well, happy Tuesday to you. Happy vote day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've already voted, so for me, I did that last week. I had to make sure mine got in there. And I just want everybody to know, get out and vote. I care who you vote for, but at least get out and vote.
Yes, yes. I mean, I you know, I mean, I'll be honest about this. If 80% of the population voted and Mitt Romney won, I wouldn't be happy, but I could live with it because the majority of people voted and they sent the message. I have a problem with the minority of Americans voting, and that's supposed to be representative of our population, and it just doesn't sit well with me. But I don't want to get negative today. I want people to vote. I want them to get out there. And so thank
right.
you for voting already.
And it would make it even better if the Republicans were just playing fair with the voting and everything. But regardless of the point, if people get out and vote, we can suppress anything that they're trying to do to suppress the vote.
You make such an excellent point. And that's why we've been saying it's all about get out the vote, get out the vote, get out the vote. Enough Democrats come out and vote. It doesn't matter what they try to do to suppress the vote. We can't help but win.
Right. Have a good day, Tom.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you, and a happy election day to you. Wow, wow, wow. Hey, President Obama, last day of campaigning yesterday, spoke at a rally, spoke passionately at a rally. Let's listen to a little bit of what he had to say.
You welcomed me and Michelle into your homes, and you picked us up when we needed a lift, and your faces gave me new hope for this country's future, and your stories filled me with resolve to fight for you every single day I set foot in the Oval Office. You inspired us. I want to take this opportunity to say one thing to all the young people and not so young people who've given so much to this campaign over the years. Those of you who haven't done this just for me, but for each other, for a laid off family member, for a sick child, for a fallen friend, to all of you who've lived and breathed the hard work of change, I want to thank you. You took this campaign and you made it your own, and you organized yourselves block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood, county by county, starting a movement that spread across the country, a movement made up of young and old and rich and poor and black and white, Latino, Asian, Native American, gay, straight, Democrats, Republicans, who believe we've all got something to contribute. And we all deserve a shot at our own American dream. And when the cynics said we couldn't, you said, yes, we can.
And yes, we can. And we can. It's so critical that you just get out and vote today. As I explained, and I'll do it one more time, from 7 to 10 o'clock this morning, we are going to visit with people that have been running, some of them for a very long time, some of them for almost 2 years. Some of them have sacrificed a great deal. Some of them have, in spite of the odds, made it through primaries, and now we're on to a general. Some have been told there's no chance they can win. Others have been told they will win without having to try. Yet we don't want to take anything away from these candidates. And why we're doing this is to remind you one last time, through their own words, through their own sacrifice, through their own testimony, the importance of you getting out and voting today. One more break in this hour. 888-552-3595. Ring us up now. We'll take the break, and First Shift will continue after this.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks! Hey!
On 1310. WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. Amazing what digs up this fun-loving pup.
Hard work used to be the way to get ahead in Michigan, but getting ahead is getting tougher. Corporate CEOs make millions of dollars by cutting our jobs and benefits. That puts everyone's future at risk. Collective bargaining protects us. It levels the playing field so workers have a voice and share in the company's success. Collective bargaining protects us against unfair layoffs and arbitrary cuts. Voting yes on 2 protects collective bargaining. Voting no puts us all at risk. Vote yes on 2. This message brought to you by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters.
Organized labor and the right to collective bargaining is under direct attack in Michigan. It's been under direct attack in Wisconsin, and we've seen what has happened there. And it is of crucial importance to protect collective bargaining in Michigan and make it illegal for the legislatures in Lansing to take that basic right of workers away from us. My name is Kylie James. I work at Kroger in Birmingham, and I am the United Food and Commercial Workers.
Union members across Michigan know what it will take to protect working families. Vote yes on Proposal 2.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Hi, this is George Perlis. I've coached for the Pittsburgh Steelers and at Michigan State, and I've seen a lot of great players, but Brian Musalem is one of the toughest I ever coached. Brian Musalem was a co-captain at MSU, and now Brian Musalem wants to give back to Michigan State by running for the Michigan State University Board of Trustees. Whether you bleed green or not, I hope you will join me in voting for Brian Musalem for the MSU Board of Trustees on November 6th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Brian Musalem.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
On 1310.
WDTW.
The polls open literally 10 minutes from this, these spoken words. 10 minutes from now, the polls open. Those of you that are already in line, listening perhaps on your smartphone, on iHeartRadio, thank you so much. Those of you listening online through thetonyshow.org, thank you so much. Those of you, of course, listening on terrestrial radio, thank you so much. It is about us today. It's about our community. It's about our opportunity. It's about moving forward. It's about having a vision. It's about the hard work we've put into this. Let's not waste it. Let's not waste it. Join me, 888-552-3595. Well, you got to love Jon Stewart. Well, you don't have to, but I do. And he always has a little something to say, sometimes a little more clever than others. But let's have a little fun this morning. John, what say ye?
TV pundits are now scrambling to get their final predictions in before Tuesday.
I think that Mitt Romney will win.
I think Obama can win big.
This one's going to be a squeaker.
The president's likely to win.
President Obama will eke it out barely.
A sizable Romney victory.
With 277 to 303.
This thing's a nail biter.
In Minnesota to go for Romney.
The president could win big.
Obama wins.
Romney by 3%.
I don't think that it's too close to call. I just think it's impossible to call.
Impossible? What the f*** are you people doing there? Just open your mouth. I mean, leave this guy. This is Newt Gingrich. See that? Remember him from the primaries?
The odds are very high I'm going to be the nominee.
Yeah! Now, I don't know if you were following the election, but he was not the nominee. They ended up going with the Romney. Trademark, by the way. So that guy was way off. Doesn't matter what he thinks, right? But it does.
I believe the minimum result will be 53-47 Romney, over 300 electoral votes, and the Republicans will pick up the Senate. I base that on just years and years of experience.
Of being wrong. So obviously on Wednesday, or God forbid Thursday or December or whatever this thing is figured out, we'll know which pundits were wrong, which were wronger, and which were, oh my God, that guy was really wrong. But I can show you a prediction that's wrong today. It comes via Dick Morris, King of Wrong Mountain. And it concerns accountability for pundits.
Romney's going to win. He's going to win by, I believe, more than 5 points.
You've
I believe
predicted.
He's going to get more than 300 electoral votes. You know, after the election, either I'm going to have to go through a big reckoning or they are.
No, you won't and they won't. Nobody will because you're pundits. You live in a reckoning-free zone. One thing we learned is that punditry is like musical chairs. The only difference is in punditry, when the music stops, nobody ever moves the chair. They just keep adding more chairs.
Yeah, they do just keep adding more chairs. Well, you know, it's interesting. I have to tell you, I did turn off all of them. I turned off MSNBC, Fox News, CNBC, all of them. The last 4 or 5 days haven't listened because I end up getting angry. I seriously do. I can't stand the spin. Especially on Fox News where they, you know, insert fake Democrat here, as they're trying to pretend like they're being fair and presenting all sides of the story, which they're not, they have no interest in doing, of course. But I got frustrated. You have not heard me, and I'm not patting myself on the back here. You have not heard me giving predictions. And there's a profound reason for that. I'm not a fortune teller. I don't read minds, and I can't tell the future. Oh, how I wish I could, but I can't. And I know one thing. It's the effort that I put into something, the work that I put into something, matters more than my guessing. And I have been asked more times in the last 48 hours, so what's your prediction on this or on that or on this ballot? I don't do predictions. I just don't do them because I've been around this game a long time, and I have been wrong more often than I've been right. And listen, none of us, I know this with absolute certainty. Somebody had sent me an email overnight, and I responded to it this morning and said, nobody walks away from an election winning 100% of what they wanted to win. No one does. And so you kind of have to temper that, you know, and then we prioritize. So,
Is this more important than this? Is reelecting this man or woman more important than this proposal or that? That's a personal thing. We all have a personal relationship with our ballot. There are some issues that we're far more passionate about than others. The proposal six, the bridge issue. I assure you that will not upset the balance of power amongst this audience in any way, shape, or form. If it passes or is defeated, we will not get on the air tomorrow and talk about that in some life-changing or life-affirming way, will we? No. Now, but there are others, like Proposal 2, which, of course, will profoundly affect us no matter which way it goes. That's something we will talk about. You know, for some people, it's really not the presidency. This is going to sound crazy, but it's true. For some people, the presidency isn't important. More people are concerned about what's happening locally in their municipality because that's where it all begins. Everything settles at the bottom, if you will. And so a lot of people are far more concerned with who gets elected to city council or even their school board than who's elected to the presidency. Now, some people believe that it doesn't matter who the president is because they're all crooked. And of course, we do know there is a profound difference. We see the policies of the Republicans and historically what they've done to our economy and our country. And then, of course, we've seen the positive results of what happens when there are Democrats in the presidency. We seem to also conveniently forget these facts as we get further and further into an election cycle. And I don't know how to tell you this, but it will not be but a couple weeks before somebody will be mentioning 2016. Will Hillary run? Will Biden run? Will Chris Christie run? What about Paul Ryan's future? It's going to happen. No matter what happens today, they're going to start talking about 2016 soon enough. Oh, sure, we'll get a break from it for a couple weeks. And then it starts all over again. And then not that I need to remind you, but we vote for congressional candidates every 2 years. So they get about a month off before they have to start running for reelection. You think I'm joking? Ask a member of Congress. They'll tell you. Literally, especially when Dr. Taj is elected today, he will have a honeymoon period with the party, and then they're going to start telling him, you need to start raising money for the party, you need to start raising money for your reelection, you need to do it quickly, you need to set goals. There is no breathing room, there is no time off when you're actually elected. It's all very odd. It's all very, very odd. But welcome to politics. All right. The Cavalcade of Stars begins after the top of the hour break. Stay tuned for NBC News. Folks, the polls open in just under 2 minutes. Are you ready? Are you? This is First Shift. We'll be back.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Checking the roads just following construction. Lodge southbound near Cobo Center. That off ramp to Larner is going to be closed starting at 9 a.m. Also starting at 9 a.m., right lane is going to be closed on 94 westbound between 696 and 10 mile. And Cherry Hill Road, both directions at 275. That's going to be closed for construction and it also starts at 9 a.m. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 44 with sunshine in the afternoon. Tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 46. And it's currently 33 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hey, it's Joe. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 AM WDTW Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is up next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dirk Van.
After billions spent on more than a million ads, countless appearances, three debates, plus one late hurricane, it's America's turn to elect either Barack Obama or Mitt Romney.
America always does best when everybody gets a fair shot. And everybody does their fair share.
I think that the election comes down to this question. Do you want four more years like the last 4 years? Or do you want real change?
And if the earliest returns are any indication, it could be a long night. NBC's Tracy Potts.
For the first time ever, a tie this morning in tiny Dixville Notch. Just after midnight, they cast 5 votes for President Obama, 5 for Governor Romney.
Both campaigns say their internal data show their candidate will win. And Election Day freebies again this year. White Castle will give voters free sweet potato fries, Z Burger, a free ham or cheeseburger. Voters get a free wristband at Starbucks. And you can stretch that vote. Free yoga at Lululemon and the Yoga Bar. This is NBC News Radio. Over a million still without power from Hurricane Sandy, and a new nor'easter could make matters worse on Wednesday. NBC's Bill Cairns is tracking it.
It looks like the storm's going to be a little further off the coast. Still going to see effects. Maybe the wind's not quite as strong at the coast, but I don't think we're going to see a lot of significant wind damage out of this. But we could see some snow in areas where Sandy hit. So
voting is going to be an adventure in hard-hit areas of New York and New Jersey. 60 polling places had to be moved in the Big Apple alone. Apple hasn't lost the touch, selling 3 million iPad minis in 3 days, despite a price tag that's higher than comparable tablets. Wall Street futures point to a higher open. And a new study of America's eating habits will be tough to swallow for the restaurant business. Young adults are eating out roughly once a week less than the previous generation. Analysts call it a sea change for an industry that's relied on kids to eat out more, not less, than their parents. I'm Dirk Van, NBC News Radio.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes, what's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Hey, it's me, Mike Rowe, and Fiona works at a Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
Good, thank you.
If I need new tires for my Ford, where should I go?
Your Ford dealership.
And who's having a big tire event?
Your Ford dealership.
Buy 4 select tires, get a $60 mail-in rebate. That's on top of the low-price tire guarantee.
You're basically going to say your Ford dealership no matter what I say, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Nice shoes. Where'd you get those?
Your Ford dealership.
Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 11/30/12.
Consumer confidence and spending are up, and that has helped fuel predictions of at least a decent holiday shopping season for retailers this year. So why is their hiring not reflecting that optimism? Good question. HR firm Challenger Gray & Christmas reports that in October, retailers hired 130,000 people as seasonal holiday workers. That is only slightly ahead of last year's number. Stock futures are slightly higher. S&P futures right now gaining 5 points. NASDAQ futures up 13. Dow futures edging up 40. Looking at reports this morning, it appears Wall Street has a preference in this presidential race, and it also has an expectation, and it's not for the same guy. Interviews with 18 top investment strategists by CNN Money finds 12 preferring a Romney presidency. Interviews with Wall Street heads by Fox Business and by CNBC reveal that most on Wall Street think President Obama will win re-election. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center.
A different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook, finally sharing.
We are making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power.
Investigation.
Controversy. At the center of it all. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10, 9 Central, Thursdays on NBC.
WSJ Wine from the Wall Street Journal gives you a regular supply of great wines, quality and value guaranteed. With this special introduction to their Discovery Club, you'll save $160 on 15 world-class wines and enjoy gold medal winners from Bordeaux, Tuscany, and beyond, all for just $69.99 plus shipping and tax. and with a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now at WSJWine.com/radio.
Gentlemen, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Accountemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Accountemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Accountemps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
Why, you?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Whether you're running a family or running a business, there's so much running to do and so little time. So let Carbonite run your computer backup for you, automatically and continually, whenever you're connected to the internet. Unlimited backup space for one computer is just $59 a year. Carbonite also has plans to back up all your small business computers for one low price. Try it free today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code BACKUP and get 2 bonus months with purchase. Carbonite.com.
We are in strange times. Politicians would rather fight against each other instead of for the country. People worry about Wall Street daily. But what about Main Street? Who was on our side? What do we have going for us? We've got First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW.
And welcome back. It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this election day. The polls are now open. The cavalcade of candidates begins in just a few seconds. We are going to bring to you 20 candidates this morning. All of them have appeared on the show previously. We wanted to give as many people one last chance to ask you for your vote. So instead of listening to me bloviate on and on this morning, let's just get right to it. And one of the people that I have a personal vested interest in is the first candidate. Her name is Judge Connie Marie Kelly. She is running for the Michigan State Supreme Court. And Connie, can you believe that at one point this was just an idea and a conversation, and now it's election day? Good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, my friend Tony. You know what? I think it's like for people like you and I and all of your listeners, this is like Christmas Day, isn't it? We've been waiting for this day for so long, and now we get to open our presents. It's awesome. I'm so glad it's here. It's really exciting.
Well, you know, Connie, there's a bittersweetness to today. Of course, as a candidate, there's a lot of demands made on your time. You graciously do it. There are points throughout a campaign, no matter how well you're doing, where you start to doubt things. The money doesn't come in quickly enough. You get concerned about it. And I would suggest, especially for the Supreme Court, we need to change the way we do the system. All that being said, it is about today. Connie Marie Kelly, why should people vote for you today?
Well, you know, everybody who listens to your show knows how important the Michigan Supreme Court is. They make decisions that affect our everyday lives. The Michigan Supreme Court made the final decision as to whether Prop 2 and all the other proposals would even be on the ballot. The Michigan Supreme Court found that the legislation which allowed for the taxing of pensions was constitutional. I mean, the people out there understand this year more than ever why the Michigan Supreme Court is so important. You know, Tony, there are almost 10 million people in this state, and there are 7 justices who sit on the Supreme Court. When you think about that, that's a lot of power and a lot of responsibility. So people cannot miss the opportunity to have a voice in who those 7 people are. If you vote for the president and you vote for the senator, you must turn your ballot over and make sure that you have your say in who those 7 people are. And, you know, we did a bus tour yesterday with Senator Stabenow around the state, and it was so amazing. We were in Grand Rapids and Lansing and Flint, and we ended up in Ann Arbor late last night. People were at every step, and they're really excited about the Michigan Supreme Court race more than I've ever seen before. So we're really excited, and we're feeling very positive as we start the day today.
Well, you know, certainly we have seen more attention paid to the Supreme Court than ever before. And, of course, this is also history in the making, having 3 females being nominated to the highest court in the state, 3 obviously superbly qualified candidates. And, you know, you guys were out there early. Connie, I can't even begin to imagine how much of the state you've traversed over the last few months.
And, of course, it all comes down to today. We cannot stress enough. You just said it, but we can't stress enough. The nonpartisan part of that ballot must be respected. And I am going to tell people again, vote nonpartisan first, then turn that ballot over and do that part any way you want.
Yeah, that's a great idea, and that way they won't miss it, because we want to make sure not only that they vote for the Supreme Court, but the other judges in the areas where you live, and, of course, all the ballot proposals. Those are really, really important. Everybody's got to complete the whole ballot. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of energy out there, and, you know, I just got a text from my brother who lives in Royal Oak. He got to his poll before 7 o'clock, and there's already 200 people standing in line. And there, so many people have voted already on absentee ballots. It's exceeding the 2008 levels. That's what we're hearing. So we're happy that people are really energized to come out and vote for the president and vote for the senators. And we really want to make sure that they don't forget the Michigan Supreme Court, Kelly, Johnson, and McCormick. It's really a great team. We have over 78 years of legal experience combined, and we've been crisscrossing the state talking about how important this race is. And you're right, we were out there early, and I think people have received the message. I hope that we find that out tonight.
Absolutely. Well, Connie, I wish we had more time, but as I said, we're going to try to get 20 people in this morning. I want to wish you the best of luck today. I'm going to vote right after the show, and I promise you, you're getting mine.
Thank you for all you've done, Tony. You really have helped to educate the voters, and we really appreciate it. So have a great day, everybody. Enjoy Christmas Day today.
All right. Judge Connie Marie Kelly, thank you once again. Well, listen, folks, I told you, it's going to be fast and furious, and we're going to get on to our next guest. Joining us now is my state rep. In fact, he personally delivered the lawn sign that I proudly display in my front yard, and I'm talking about none other than Representative Andrew Kendravis. Representative Kendravis, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Tony. Happy Election Day.
Happy Election Day to you. I'll promise you, as I just did Judge Kelly, that you certainly have my vote today. You are in a new district, as everybody is, redistricting being what it is. So let me officially welcome you to Dearborn Heights, and I'm looking forward to you representing us in the next 2 years.
Tony, I wish you would save that conversation for tomorrow morning after we get the results, but thank you for your optimism.
I have confidence, my friend. I have confidence. Let's talk about what the last few months have been like. When they redistrict and they put you into a new district, I mean, people, we can talk about percentage of, you know, this, it's this percent Democrat or that percent Republican. You still have to work to get reelected.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, for some of us, for some Dems or Republicans that are in very strong districts, you got to work to win a primary, too, even if you've been in office. So, and you saw that. I mean, your listeners heard all about that all summer long. We had some tough primaries on the Democratic side. And I feel that we've got some great candidates statewide, and hopefully we're going to flip that house.
Well, for people that are listening in your district today, you are in the 13th House District. Just tell us why you would like our vote today. Why should we return you to the State House?
Well, you should return me to the State House because, you know, I've sat in that saddle for the last 4 years, and we've taken some blows. I mean, especially people that believe in working-class families, people that believe in labor unions and the right to have a union. We've really taken some hits in the last 2 years. I, along with many of my colleagues, have stood tall, fought against those. We did what we could legally to stop that, to slow it down. I believe that I've earned the vote of working families in the 13th District because I'm in the best position to continue that fight. I've learned a lot in the last 4 years. Unfortunately, due to term limits, this will be my last term in the State House. And I like to think that I'm going in with it into this term with the most ammunition, with the most ability to fight for our families and to fight for the Michigan that we deserve.
Well, you know, and of course, Representative Kendravis, you know, we also want to speak to people that are listening in other House districts this morning, the critical nature of electing Democrats at this time to restore some balance of power, to slow down this freight train, which has been a Tea Party express here in the state of Michigan, that wave that came in 2010. We can undo some of that today, can we not?
We can absolutely undo it. You know, I'd like to kind of flip the coin if you think about it. And there are a lot of good Democrats that listen to your show. And they've been frustrated by the Republican House of Representatives that the president has had. They were frustrated for several years under Governor Jennifer Granholm with the Republican Mike Bishop leading the Republican Senate. Well, I'd like to pose that question to anybody that's been frustrated by that, that's considering not voting either because it's cold or they might have to stand in line or for any other reason, or think of the worst part, thinking that they might not actually make a difference. Anybody that's thinking that way, I want to think about how sweet it would be if we could flip that House and then we could have a Democratic stopgap against the Snyder and Randy Richardville era in the Michigan legislature.
Well, it's almost critical because we don't know what's going to happen with the proposals today. We know that, and you know this is better than anyone does, Andrew, that the lame duck session, depending on today's results, could get very contentious. What happens over the next 6 weeks or so could truly change the future of the state of Michigan drastically.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, many times, and I've talked with my House colleagues, you know, a lot over the last 2 weeks especially, as we're going out trying to help other candidates, trying to make sure that we solidify our bases, trying to work for Prop 2. You know, I've talked to a lot of my colleagues, and those are the things that we do talk about, that, you know, it's important to send a message. And if these Republicans in the House think they can act with impunity, that they can shove through these things that they've managed to without any repercussions at the polls, which is in democracy how we fight these games they play, if they can do that with impunity, what will that mean for not just lame duck but next term? And that's why, you know, we're getting a lot of heat as House Democrats for going after Jace Bolger, Speaker Bolger, in his district, which is around Marshall, Michigan, and we have a very good chance of knocking him off. Now, the Republicans will say, oh, they just want, you know, some kind of prize because they're not going to take the House back. But that's not true. There are people legitimately upset in his district that he was playing games with Roy Schmidt's seat out in Grand Rapids. There are some very not legit things that have been going on, and his voters are upset. And we would really like to take out the Speaker, of course, because it would at least send a message. It would at least send a message that the voters are watching. So, you know, in that term, I would really like to make an appeal to all of your voters. Go out there. Don't just vote for the president. You have to make sure you're voting for the state House races as well.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Representative Ken Javis, we're just out of time. Best of luck to you today. We'll visit again very soon, and let's make this a history-making election day for all of us.
Oh, Tony, that would be great. There's nothing that I want more right now.
All right.
That's great. To all your listeners, have a great, happy election day. Enjoy the process. Get out there and vote.
Thank you, Representative Andrew Kandravis. A quick break here. More candidates as we work through the cavalcade of candidates on First Shift. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
Governor Romney took a leave of absence, if you from his company to go save the Olympics, and he ended up not going back at all, and retired retroactively to February of 1999.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your election day commute. No accidents or slowdowns anywhere. Just got construction. Cherry Hill Road, both directions at 275. That will be closing at 9 a.m. Joslyn Road, north and south between Brown Road and Silverville. That is closed for construction. The Lodge southbound, the off-ramp to Larned, that's going to be closing at 9 a.m. And 12 Mile Road, both directions at Losser, reduced down to one lane. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 44 with sunshine in the afternoon. Tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 46. And it's currently 33 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. You are connected to the internet. I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
From her first moments as mayor, Janice Daniels has repeatedly disrespected the city of Troy and its citizens. During her swearing-in ceremony, she blatantly refused to take the oath to uphold the city charter of Troy. She further embarrassed the city of Troy and made national headlines with her derogatory and inexcusable comments targeted at homosexuals and the LGBT community. Her extreme agenda influenced her voting against expanded funding for the city library and the building of a federally funded transit center. If Janice Daniels doesn't represent you, vote yes to recall her on November the 6th.
This is former Michigan State University football coach George Perley. I hope you will join me in voting for Brian Musalem for Michigan State Board of Trustees. Brian Musalem is a co-captain on the MSU football team. I know Brian Musalem will use his leadership skills to represent everyone at Michigan State. I hope you will join me on November 6th voting for Brian Musalem for MSU trustee.
Paid for by the committee to elect Brian Musalem.
Got something to tell Tony? We want to hear from you. Call now. 888-552-3595. Every voice matters. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
A quick programming note. Don't think we're going to have time for callers in the next 3 hours, but that's all right. We've got a lot to get to. Candidates, the candidates, candidates. It's election day for those of you that have not been paying attention. I don't think I should even have to say that. We are going to present to you now 18 more candidates as we work our way through the morning, and let me just move on to the next one. Joining us now is the candidate for Macomb County Commissioner in the 7th District in Macomb County, James Wynn. James, a pleasure to have you back on First Shift this morning.
Good morning, Tony. It's a great day today, isn't it?
It is a great day today.
It's
a great
election day.
It's election day. It's a great day for democracy. Certainly, all the hard work you have put into this candidacy. You know, James, you're one of those people. I had made this comment earlier today that was probably told a Democrat can't win that seat. Well, you may just prove some people wrong today.
Well, I hope you're right. You know, but we're trying to get lightning in a bottle. But sometimes it's been known to happen. But, you know, today's one day where it just doesn't matter. You know, how rich you are, how poor you are, everyone's vote counts the same. So I want everyone to please take advantage of that and vote, because and vote like the quality of your life depends on it, because it does.
There's no question it does, James. You know, let's talk a little bit about the Macomb County Commission and some of the issues that they deal with for people that are listening this morning that actually have an opportunity to vote for you.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize just how much of what we do in the county is dependent on outside sources of revenue. For example, you know, our roads are 100% funded by federal and state funds. And let me just start at the top and just run through this with you, Tony. I got a whole list of things that I want to talk to.
Right,
can I do that?
Just keep in mind, we only have a couple minutes with you, James, so go quickly.
Okay. Well, first of all, my name is James Wynn, and In case anybody doesn't know where District 7 is, that's most of the northern part of Macomb County, Washington Township, the villages of Romeo and Armada, and Richmond, Bruce and Ray and Armada Townships, and Richmond Township, and the northeast corner of Shelby. So it's a pretty good-sized district. As to why I'm running, well, that's an easy question. I've lived here in Macomb County almost all my life. As a husband, father of three, and grandfather of six, I guess you could say I've got about as much invested in Macomb County as anybody. My whole family lives here. As a U.S. Army veteran and lifelong taxpayer, I know something about service and sacrifice. As a lifelong business person, I know what it takes to start and operate a successful business. The Wynn Agency received many awards for outstanding service to policyholders, and our agency was ranked very high in customer satisfaction. Now, in my travels throughout the county, some people have asked, actually, what a county commissioner is. That's still not clear. Quite simply, your county commissioner is your voice in county government. The county commission is, well, the county legislature, if you will. Perhaps in the 2010 election, you voted for your present commissioner because you had no choice. He was elected 20,887-0. That's right, zero. You were offered no alternative. That is not our democratic way. That's not our democratic republic is supposed to be all about. Now, my opponent, let's just say he's part of a political mindset that seems very pessimistic about our future. They love to say no. No to the state government, no to the federal government, no to progress on so many levels. It's as if the government that we send our armies halfway around the world to defend were our enemy. I've never understood how persons who dislike our government or apparently dislike our government so much and apparently think we should fear it want to be among those running it. So much of what our county does is dependent on state and federal help. Our roads, as I said, are entirely funded by state and federal funds. Meals on Wheels, Head Start, Senior and Disabled Transportation Services are 95% federally funded. 98% of the money for mental health programs and Medicare aid comes from the federal funds or the state general fund. And, well, the list just goes on. In addition, you can vote for, so in this election, you can vote for that pessimistic mindset, or you can vote for me, which is a vote to move forward. I believe in America. I believe in our American way. I do not shrink from our American government institutions. I welcome them. It's by working and coordinating with our government at all levels that we can best be assured of getting the most out of each and every tax dollar we pay. I think that's what efficiency and economy is all about. Now, looking ahead to the next decade or so, Brazil, Russia, India, and China will be building and buying 40 million new cars and trucks each year. Now, I understand we've got a pipeline that's being built across our northern farmland. In my judgment, fossil fuels are just old technology. I would rather see that land with windmills and solar panels. This way we could grow crops and energy side by side.
We got about 60 seconds, James.
I'm saying we need to start thinking more in the way of the 21st century. I think we've got an obligation to future generations. So we can leave them with the 20th century technology world, or we can bring them up to the 21st century and help prepare the way forward. As I've said, this time you've got a choice. Today, Tony, I want to thank you and Joe for this opportunity, and I want to thank my family for putting up with me, and I want to thank all the wonderful people in Macomb County who've helped by either putting in a lawn sign or sending money or walking with me. It's been a heartwarming experience, and as I said, please vote for me. And my friends have said I have to add this. It's kind of corny, but I have to say, win with win.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's not that corny, and with a name like that, why wouldn't you say it? James, I want to thank you for stepping up. It's not easy to be a candidate. You make a lot of sacrifices. I don't care how big or small the office may be. It is a commitment, a serious commitment, and that you made it already makes you a winner in my book. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Tony.
Enjoy your election day. Thank you so much. You know, I'm going to just reiterate this very quickly before we get to the break. I've been a candidate before. It is a very demanding task. It takes you away from your family. It takes you away from your friends. It takes you away from your schedule. For those people, I'll remind you, Connie Marie Kelly is a judge. She had to go to work every day, and then she had to campaign after hours. You don't think that's tough? Try it yourself. I've always found it interesting that we can criticize candidates having never walked in their shoes. Well, I have literally walked in their shoes, And I assure you, there is nothing easy about being a candidate, especially if you're considered an underdog. And James Wynn would fit into that category. But as he said, lightning does sometimes strike in a bottle, and this may be one of those times. You know, it is clear that Macomb County is as political as any county in the entire state of Michigan. And although they have leaned more conservative the last couple decades, they are beginning to turn the tide, as Oakland County was once considered an incredibly safe Republican bastion. Well, because of Gary Peters and others, that's not so true anymore. We need to be mindful that it's the candidate that doesn't step up that never gets elected. And people like James Wynn, well, every now and then, the right people do get elected, and we will hope that for him. When we come back, we've got another slate of candidates to bring to you, as we're trying to just bring you as many of them as we can today as a reminder of what's at stake. Folks, this is First Shift. I am Tony Trupiano, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW. Happy Election Day. Get out and vote. More candidates on the other side. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, and it's looking good out there. No accidents anywhere, but we do have a construction hotspot. Telegraph Road, southbound at Maple, right two lanes are closed, and that's causing slow traffic from Quarton Road. Now, you reduce down to two lanes on 275 northbound between 94 and Ann Arbor Road, and your left lane is going to be closed starting at 9 a.m. on 75 both directions between Clay and Kniff. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 44 with sunshine in the afternoon. Tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 46. And it's currently 33 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. On his final campaign swing, President Barack Obama told thousands in Madison, Wisconsin that Mitt Romney is trying to sell old, tired ideas that have already failed. Obama said this election is about the future and is also about trust.
You know, I tell the truth. And you know that I'll fight for you and your families every single day, as hard as I know how. You know that about me. And you've been there with me. And after all we've been through together, we can't give up now. Because we've got more change to do. Wisconsin, our ideas have been tested. We tried them. They worked. The other side's ideas have also been tested. They didn't work so well. After Bill Clinton left office, during most of the last decade, we tried giving big tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans. We tried giving insurance companies and oil companies and Wall Street free rein to do whatever they please. And what did we get? Falling incomes, record deficits, the slowest job growth in half a century, an economic crisis that we've been cleaning up after ever since. So this should not be that complicated. We tried our ideas. They worked. The economy grew. We created jobs. Deficits went down. We tried their ideas. They didn't work. The economy didn't grow. Not as many jobs, and the deficit went up.
U.S. Senate candidate Tammy Baldwin said the nation has come too far to turn back now, and Wisconsin will help President Obama move the nation forward in the next 4 years.
We have come too far to turn back now and go back to the failed policies of the past. Tomorrow we have a chance to finish what we started, and I know tomorrow we will vote to continue moving Wisconsin and America forward. Forward with a strong middle class, forward on a path to shared prosperity, and forward with President Barack Obama.
And I believe in her arms, Lord.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
And welcome back. 7:35, our cavalcade of candidates continues. The one Supreme Court candidate here in the state of Michigan that we have actually visited more than anyone, in fact, more than any other candidate on the program, is my next guest. Joining us now is a dean of clinical law at the University of Michigan, Bridget Mary McCormick. And Bridget, first of all, I want to welcome you back. I want to wish you the best of luck on this election day today. But I want to continue to thank you for the amazing work that you not only do inside the classroom, but the work you've done outside of the classroom. And no matter what the result today, I am so proud that I have gotten to know you.
Oh, Tony, thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you're having me on again, and I hope no matter what happens today, you'll have me back. It's been a pleasure to get to know you, and I'm happy and so honored to consider you a friend.
Well, thank you. You know, Bridget, the last week could have been very tough for you. It didn't turn out that way because people rallied behind you, and I think it says a lot about the hard work you've put into this campaign.
Thanks, Tony. Yeah, I think, you know, I worked really hard to build a very strong campaign and be in a strong position predicting attacks, because unfortunately we have the kind of system where out-of-state unnamed money likes to come in and buy our courts. But I think having positioned myself in a strong place and having so many fantastic people supporting me and working for me, volunteering for me, and just caring so much about the court, I don't think Michigan's going to be fooled by these last minute attacks by unnamed donors.
No, I don't believe so either. We had Judge Connie Kelly on just a few minutes ago. And, you know, I asked her this question, and actually the scenario, I'll throw it out to you. At one point, this was just a conversation. Perhaps it started with your husband. Maybe I should consider, and here it is, Election Day. Bridget, tell us about the journey.
Yeah, it's funny. It started quite a long time ago when it was my husband who first suggested that I should consider running for the court. He thought I would make an excellent justice and that I had the respect of people on both sides of the aisle, even the ones who don't agree with me, respected my work. I practice in that court pretty regularly. I think you know, Tony, I won the best brief award filed in that court last year. And so he thought I should give it a shot. That was a long time ago, and I have learned an awful lot along the way and met a bunch of incredible people along the way, and I'm just so grateful to all of them for all of the support in every kind of way, but more than anything, you know, emotional and the good friends I've made. It's been quite a journey.
It has been quite a journey, and of course that journey ends today, and I'm going to be optimistic and say that it will end positively for you. Bridget, I'll let you answer this, as unfortunately we don't have a lot of time with everyone today, but I'll let you answer to this. My belief is that you have really kind of opened up a window to the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, that I don't know we've ever seen opened in this way before. And what I mean by that is you've really sold a message of transparency in a very uncommon way. And I have to give you a lot of credit for that.
Thanks, Tony. I do feel like, you know, we have, win or lose, we have changed the conversation about the court in an important way in my campaign, and I feel proud of that no matter what happens. I do think that if we're going to have a court that works for all of us, all of our families and all of our communities, not just folks who can afford to make it work for them, we need much more transparency in the way we pick our Supreme Court justices and in the folks who fund the way we pick our Supreme Court justices. So I do feel proud that I do believe we have brought important attention to that important issue.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Bridget, I can't, again, thank you enough for everything you've done. I wish you the best of luck today. One journey ends, another journey begins, and let's just hope the voters of the state of Michigan show a little wisdom today, and we'll know soon enough.
Thanks, Tony. I'm confident that they will. I think in Michigan we want to be the ones who pick who sits on our Supreme Court.
Absolutely. Bridget Mary McCormick, thank you once again, and best of luck as we work our way throughout the day today. Okay, folks, I've got to tell you, as we continue to take a look at what is at stake today. Let's talk about this, because here's one of the things that I've got to tell you I'm a little bit surprised with. And this is not a bad thing, but this is what I'm a little bit surprised with. The Michigan Supreme Court is, and this is not my first election cycle, has been something that we've always paid attention to. We've always put some energy into, but not as much as we have this time. In the control room. It's important to me that you understand what's at stake at all these different levels. This isn't just about, the presidency, or it's not just about the Senate, it's not just about the House. The Michigan Supreme Court radically affects our lives. In fact, we saw a little bit of clarity, although it was razor thin. Proposal 1, getting on the ballot. Those were razor-thin margins. When democracy was trying to be served, we actually feared that it would not be by an activist Supreme Court. And we currently do have an activist Supreme Court. I need to remind you, and I really do need to remind you of this, that this current Supreme Court, now think about this for a moment, has sided with the insurance industry 26 out of 26 cases. Think about that. And they claim they're not an activist court. Let me give you another smaller example. The chairman of the Michigan Republican Party and his family, the Shostak family, they're a real estate family. You've heard the name Shostak Realty before. Of course you have. They have gotten favorable Supreme Court decisions when those decisions only affected them and no one else. Why were they even taking these cases on? It makes you wonder. Because, and let's just be honest about it, we can read between the lines, right? Underneath the lines, over the lines, and between the lines. We can read this stuff. They absolutely, positively, financially support the Supreme Court justices that are currently sitting on the bench. These cases shouldn't have even gone to the Supreme Court. They should have never even taken these cases, but they did because, listen, they've got to pay back political favors. It's interesting. Yesterday, and this won't make news today, you won't see this in any newspaper, but yesterday, the tougher than a nerd or whatever the hell pack the governor has donated $34,000 to the Republicans that sit on the Supreme Court. And I don't mean altogether, $34,000 apiece. Markman, Zara, O'Brien, all got $34,000. Each one got $34,000 from the governor's tougher than a nerd pack or whatever the hell it's called. Tell me that there isn't going to be a payback somewhere down the road. That's a one-time donation, folks. A one-time donation. It's just wrong. It's just dead wrong. That's all right. That's all right. We're paying attention. And we're paying attention today. We need to make sure that when we consider that nonpartisan part of the ballot, that we do the right thing. We've got Henry Annas. Let me get him on real quick because we don't have a lot of time. My friend, it is such a pleasure to have you on. Happy Election Day to you. Deep breath, Henry. Listen, it was just last Christmas you and I had breakfast. What is Henry Annas going to do? Well, I think he's going to win today.
Oh, listen, man, this is a great turnout. One of the reasons why I'm having trouble hooking up with you this morning, Tony, is because this place is packed. The polls are packed. You know, people are energized, ready to vote, and I'm excited. And, we're just looking for a great victory tonight.
Well, we actually talked about you on the show yesterday. We had Joe DeSano on with us, and we saw that stupid hate piece that they put out on you. It was really funny because they wanted to, I guess they figured you're going to get elected because they were calling you a politician already, Henry.
Yeah. Yeah, well, as I told you before, Tony, I don't consider myself a politician. I'm a public servant. But, you know, when you take a desperate wax like that, you know you're in trouble. And, you know, it's unfortunate. It's old school Macomb County politics that's fading to the past. This is a new Macomb County, and I'm going to be a leader for the new Macomb County.
Well, you know, let's remind people that you have served the public interest for a very long time. You know, if people don't recall, you are you're a proud firefighter. You serve your community proudly. You have done it with dignity, and you will also serve us in the State House with the same kind of excellence and commitment you made to your job, Henry.
Absolutely. I'm not just a proud firefighter. I'm a proud union firefighter, and I will definitely serve the citizens of Sterling Heights and Warren and the state of Michigan with the same level of commitment that I have served as a firefighter.
You know, I mean this in the best possible way. You're a different Henry Yanez than the first one I met. The first one I met was tired, was beaten up through a congressional campaign, didn't have the support of the establishment. Very different story this time around.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, this is an important race. This is an important seat. The middle class families of Sterling Heights, Warren have taken a huge hit with the Republican majority up in Lansing. I'm completely energized. These are my people. I'm a blue-collar working community. I worked at Ford Motor Company. These are blue-collar working people that live in the city of Sterling Heights, Warren. And I'm just excited to have the opportunity to go represent them in Lansing.
Well, I know that this has been a dream for you. I know that you've wanted to be a public servant and that you've wanted to serve your community in this and as a representative for a very long time. Now, Henry, you are a few hours from realizing that dream. I'm going to just stay optimistic. I'm going to ask people that you're in the 10th district, correct?
I'm in the State House District 25.
25. All right. I want to ask the people in that 25th district to do the right thing. When you go today to vote, you vote for Henry, and it'll be something you don't regret. My friend, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tony.
Victory, victory is ours. All right, folks, a quick break. Much more to get to on the other side. This is First Shift. We're up against the break. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
Can we trust this guy? He's so two-faced and such a liar. This guy will say anything to get elected. This guy is a two-faced, slippery weasel. You can't trust him.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So, if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
I'm all for Proposal 2 because I feel like collective bargaining is very important to the freedoms of the people of Michigan. I've been in the union now 35 years, and it's helped protect our jobs. With Proposition 2, it helps maintain that, and the more union members there are in other companies, the better the contracts are going to be. I am all for Proposal 2. My name is James R. Message. I work at Kroger's in Warren, and I am the United Food and Commercial Workers.
Union members across Michigan know what it will take to protect working families. Vote yes on Proposal 2.
Hard work used to be the way to get ahead in Michigan, but getting ahead is getting tougher. Corporate CEOs make millions of dollars by cutting our jobs and benefits. That puts everyone's future at risk. Collective bargaining protects us. It levels the playing field so workers have a voice and share in the company's success. Collective bargaining protects us against unfair layoffs and arbitrary cuts. Voting yes on 2 protects collective bargaining. Voting no puts us all at risk. Vote yes on 2. This message brought to you by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters.
Need a boost to be your best? Drink SK Energy Shots. None of the bad stuff in it, so you never crash or get the jitters. Just a smooth rush of energy that tastes great. New SK Energy Shots. Powerful, pure energy. Available at Rite Aid, GNC, CVS, and your local retailer.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
Joining us now is the first damage control crisis specialist in the country, Tricia Erickson.
That would have to follow the prophets and the 12 apostles, because if he isn't a really good Mormon, he won't get to that highest degree of glory, which is the celestial kingdom, where he is awarded his godship so that he can get his own planet and lord over his kingdom.
On 1310, WDTW. Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy.
We make a difference when you give your voice. What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595.
You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
As I knew, it's going by fast, folks. We're already almost to the end of our first hour, bringing you the cavalcade of candidates here on Election Day. Don't forget to get out and vote. The very first race I got, I'm going to say emotionally involved in, is my next guest. And I think I've been upfront about this. I've donated to his campaign. I've had him on the show a lot. I believe that he can win today. I'm proud of what he's accomplished, and I bring to you the next, and I mean this, the next county executive in Oakland County, Kevin Holley. Kevin, my brother, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me one last time here before the election.
Well, don't be so sure it's the last time. Okay, before the election. I'll go with that whole sentence. Listen, it's been a long journey. You've been knocking doors for many, many months now. You've done it with your kids, without your kids. You've done it with your partner, without your partner. You've been to more meetings. You've been out there raising money. Kevin, it all comes down to today. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling really good. I've been stopping some of the polls this morning. The polls are packed. That's a good sign, because turnout means everything, not only for my race, but up and down the ticket as well. And the other part of it was when I'm out talking to folks, they're talking about the issues I brought to the table. They want to talk about them. Truly, why I got into this race in the first place, you know, was I qualified to do the job of county executive. Everybody would like to see Brooks come. The reality is there are so many issues that are so important, and people are talking about them.
Well, that is ultimately a good thing. You know, you started. When did you actually announce that you were running for county executive?
I think it was like the 6th of January or something right around there.
All right. Well, that's a long time ago, and my, oh, my, how things have changed. You know, it's been interesting because I look at the way Brooks has responded to your candidacy, and although he has tried to hide from you, and he really has tried to hide from you, Kevin, I think he's a little nervous, and I can just tell that by his posturing, not wanting to directly even mention your name. He didn't want to debate you. He wanted to avoid you at all costs, because I know that he knew that if people saw you side by side, if they heard your plan against his plan, he wouldn't be reelected.
Well, and people got a little taste of that on Sunday morning on Devin Skillian's show on Flashpoint. You know, it was the one time here before the end that I was able to kind of, we weren't at the same table at the same time, but I think people got a very good comparison of where we were on the issues in terms of our passion for what needs to happen in Oakland County.
Well, as you said, today now is about get out the vote. We are hearing, we're talking, as you know, Kevin, we're talking to candidates all morning long. Everybody is saying the same thing, that there are long lines. We know in Macomb County there were over 200 people in line at one polling place. Again, this bodes well for democracy, Kevin. At the end of the day, it doesn't have to be Democrat, Republican. It's about democracy, and of course, there's a lot going on. What will you be doing as you work your way throughout the day? Are you going to be just be visiting polling places?
Well, early this morning is some polling place visits, and then later this morning I'm going to be making calls to make sure people are actually getting to the polls. My brothers flew in from Dallas, and my sister drove up from Cleveland, so they'll be working polls out in West Bloomfield today, so I'll be out working with them a bit. And then back to the phones to make sure people voted that said they were going to be voting.
Well, that's, you know, you're right. It is about get out the vote. And, yes, we need to hold people accountable. If they said they were going to be there, well, then, frankly, they need to be there. Well, where will you be this evening?
The Oakland County Democratic Party and some of the countywide Dem candidates are gathering at the Hilton Garden Inn in Southfield. So people should stop by and celebrate.
Yes, they should. Well, Kevin, I don't know what more we could have done. I know that you have done an amazing job. You have covered every corner of Oakland County. You have, of course, gone out of your way to protect those less advantaged parts of the county. I believe that if they turn out, you win this thing because they understand that you will not forget about them as Brooks has. Brooks has totally forgotten about the parts of the county that are in economic distress. And it's obvious, Kevin, by the for sale or for lease signs on buildings and homes all over the less advantaged parts of the county. And even in the more advantaged parts of the county, you have a plan. I think you've sold it, and I'll look forward to getting the results this evening.
Thanks. Thanks so much, and thanks for providing a voice for so many people in the county that needed a voice.
Well, thank you, Kevin, and we want to wish you the best of luck today. Good luck on this election day. Kevin Holley, once again, Oakland County executive candidate from the Democratic side of the ticket, somebody I firmly believe in. I'm going to tell you, no matter what the outcome, if Kevin is elected tonight, I think he will serve for a very long time. If for some reason the people in Oakland County, man, you've got a big job today. Not only do you need to get rid of Brooks and elect Kevin Holley, you also need to elect somebody in the 11th, two somebodies in the 11th Congressional District. For those of you that are part of that district, you need to elect Dave Kirsten, who we'll talk to in the next hour, and you also need to elect Dr. Syed Taj, who we'll talk to in the next hour. Kirsten might be... Nope, he's in the next hour. And then, you know, so you've got Holley, you've got Kirsten, you've got Taj. You have an opportunity. And, of course, you need to reelect the president. And Oakland County did go to the Democrats in 08. They did elect Barack Obama in 08. You've been good to Democrats a la Gary Peters. So there are lots of opportunities for Oakland County to show not just the state but the country that even in what might be considered a leaning Republican county, that common sense will prevail. Folks, I'm not convinced Brooks Patterson physically can make it through another cycle. And there has been widespread speculation that if he is reelected, he will resign, and then the Republican-controlled county commission will appoint somebody to fill his term, and that somebody will be a Republican. Now, the shame of that is they really, if that indeed did happen, and that scenario did play out, they should seriously consider and then appoint Kevin Holley, who has the skill set to do this job. But they won't be that smart. They will play politics. You know, that's the danger with Oakland County Republicans and Republicans in general. They protect themselves before they protect their constituency. What a shame that is. What a damn shame that is. So you've got some clear choices, Oakland County. You really are at the center of change for Southeast Michigan. By electing Holley and Kirsten and Taj, you send a message, again, not just throughout the region or throughout the state, but throughout the country, that the smarter voters prevail, that they do the right thing, that they elect people that truly stand for not just progressive change, but positive change. And that's something that we need to put a lot of consideration to. All right, we need to take a quick break here for the top of the hour. We've got two more hours of candidates, so the cavalcade of candidates continues to grow. And we are going to get to as many of them as we possibly can, I promise you. It is Election Day. Get out the vote. Get out and vote. NBC News coming up. Let's take a quick break here. When we continue, many more candidates on this Election Day Tuesday. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch. checking your traffic, and it's looking good out there. No accidents anywhere, but we do have a construction hotspot, Telegraph Road, southbound at Maple. Right two lanes are closed, and that's causing slow traffic from Quarton Road. Now, you reduce down to two lanes on 275 northbound between 94 and Ann Arbor Road, and your left lane is going to be closed starting at 9 a.m. on 75 both directions between Clay and Kniff. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 44 with sunshine in the afternoon. Tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 46. And it's currently 33 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this top of the hour NBC News.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Mikleshevsky. It's all over but the voting on Election Day 2012.
I'll come back to Iowa one more time to ask for your vote.
Now we're almost home. One final push, and we'll get there.
President Obama and Mitt Romney putting the finishing touches on their campaigns. Governor Romney with final appearances in Cleveland and Pittsburgh before heading back to Boston. NBC's Kristen Welker says the president will give media interviews at home.
President Obama arrived here in his hometown of Chicago overnight. He's staying in his own home later today. He will watch returns in a hotel with family and friends.
Both campaigns say their internal data points to victory. And it's here we blow again in areas hard hit by Hurricane Sandy. Another nor'easter swirling up the East Coast could hit New Jersey and New York on Wednesday. Still lean times for gasoline hunters in the Big Apple. With many stations still closed, long lines and higher prices at pumps that are open. This is NBC News Radio. Voters in more than three dozen states will decide ballot measures today, ranging from same-sex marriage to legalizing marijuana, health care, abortion funding, and education reform, among other hot-button ballot issues. Good weather for voting? NBC's Bill Cairns.
Most of our battleground states are actually looking for mostly sunny to beautiful weather conditions from Colorado to Virginia, all the way through Ohio, and even up to New Hampshire. It should be a very nice day.
It's a tie in tiny Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, where the nation's earliest election returns are in. Five for President Obama, five for Governor Romney. One patient is dead, three others injured when an explosion triggered a fire at Durham Regional Hospital in North Carolina. Officials still trying to find out what set off the early morning blast. And Eastman Kodak is proceeding through Chapter 11 bankruptcy, but thousands of retirees aren't going to like that picture. The former photo giant winning the right to end health and welfare benefits as the company fights for survival. I'm Jim Mikleshevsky, NBC News Radio.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's number one acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So, stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? With Proactive, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive 100% risk-free for 60 days. And we're giving away our amazing Dark Spot Corrector, free and yours to keep, just for participating. With Dark Spot Corrector, it's like your breakouts were never even there. Be one of the 50 people to complete the 100% risk-free trial and get a free Dark Spot Corrector. Supplies are limited, and this offer ends soon, so call now, 1-800-763-4813. That's 1-800-763-4813, 1-800-763-4813.
Either retailers are waiting a little longer this year, or expectations of holiday sales are off. Either way, something is off. HR research firm Challenger Gray & Christmas reports hiring of seasonal retail workers is running at a pace barely ahead of last year. 130,000 temp retail jobs filled in October, just under 129K last year. You don't need a big warehouse to store e-books. And that's why big publisher HarperCollins is closing down its last two warehouses, one in Scranton, one in Nashville. A smaller number of Dead Tree books will be stored at facilities operated by its printing partner, R.R. Donnelly. On this election day, Wall Street analysts expect a repeat performance of what we saw yesterday, mostly drifting near flat with perhaps a little upside on relief, or at least hope, that this whole election thing is about to be over with. Right now, S&P futures are gaining 3 points, NASDAQ futures up 10, Dow futures up 30. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center,
a different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook, finally sharing.
We aren't making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power.
Investigation.
Controversy. At the center of it all. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10, 9 Central, Thursdays on NBC.
WSJ Wine from the Wall Street Journal gives you a regular supply of great wines, quality and value guaranteed. With this special introduction to their Discovery Club, you'll save $160 on 15 world-class wines and enjoy gold medal winners from Bordeaux, Tuscany, and beyond, all for just $69.99 plus shipping and tax, and with a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now at WSJWine.com/radio.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from AccountTemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call AccountTemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from AccountTemps, sir. Right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call AccountTemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. AccountTemps, a Robert Half Company.
Whether you're running a family or running a business, there's so much running to do and so little time. So let Carbonite run your computer backup for you, automatically and continually, whenever you're connected to the Internet. Unlimited backup space for one computer is just $59 a year. Carbonite also has plans to back up all your small business computers for one low price. Try it free today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code BACKUP and get 2 bonus months with purchase. Carbonite.com.
Progressive. Favoring or advocating progress, change, improvement, or reform, as opposed to wishing to maintain things as they are. Conservative. Disposed to preserve existing conditions or institutions, or to restore traditional ones, and to limit change. First Shift with Tony Tribbiano. A rational path to follow in order to forge ahead, allowing for deliberate advancement and a way forward that benefits the entirety of society while allowing a difference of opinion. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Now, here's Tony Tribbiano.
And welcome back. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Election Day, Tuesday, November 6, 2012, and the cavalcade of candidates continues here on First Shift. For many of these people, I would suggest probably all of them, this has been a long journey. And listen, from the time you make the decision to you announce that decision to you put a framework in place and then start putting it all together, it is a daunting task, even if you are considered in a safe district or a safe seat. But what happens if your opponent is the incumbent and then literally abuses taxpayer dollars in an attempt through a quote-unquote public service announcement to advance himself? Well, that should be illegal, and maybe it is, but my next guest would probably agree that it is. And unfortunately, it's because it's happening to him as we speak. Joining us now, and we're happy to have him back, is Jim Nash. Jim, of course, running for Oakland County Water Resource Commissioner. And Jim, first of all, let me say happy Election Day to you, and good luck today.
Well, thank you, Tony. It's great. You know, it's been a long lead up, and finally, it's the last day. It has been quite a long, strange trip. But John is, he uses whatever is available to him. He's saving his money. He's been running for Senate and governor and everything above where he is for years, and he wants to save it for that. So he's not using that. He's using taxpayer dollars. Apparently he's using a nonprofit to run some of these ads, which is just totally wrong. The big issue is, and this race is a lot like the other races that are across the country where progressives are going against conservatives. John's the Water Resources Commissioner. I can't imagine a more important job for that, to be to protect our waters. I mean, we have to protect our waters. We have 30,000 acres that have just been opened up for fracking in Oakland County, and this is a real threat to our water. And John won't say a word about it. He just simply will not let the word pass his lips. And it's, to me, that's just falling down on the job. We have to protect this water. It's our future.
Well, you know, Jim Nash, I find it interesting because one of the remarkable differences between you and your opponent is you actually want the job. He wants to hold on to it so he can run for a higher office. I mean, those are very different philosophies.
That's right. That's right. You know, this is the kind of thing I've been working on ever since I've got involved with politics, is going out to really change things, to really look at how we do things and make sure that it's not going to hurt us in the future. It's sustainability is the triple bottom line, and we have to make sure that we have a good economy, but in doing that, we don't damage the environment for our future, and to make sure that everybody is part of this. We don't leave people behind. So it's the philosophy that's always guided me in my government service, and I want to keep on doing that on a larger basis.
Well, Jim, in the last week or so of the campaign, I can only imagine how busy you have been. I would think that you're running into people that some of them you've never met before, and I'm curious, are they glad to hear that your opponent has a challenger like you that is so well-versed on the issues that actually has a plan for the county?
Well, I think so, yeah. I mean, the people I've talked to, whenever I bring up a fracking two, three years ago, if I brought up fracking, only, a handful of people in a 100 would say, yeah, I know what that is. I know what's going on. Nowadays, in Oakland County, everybody understands it. And the first reaction is, I don't want anything to happen to my water. So, I mean, if I have a website, votejimnash.com, and I have on there a video that was from New York, because New York is thinking about allowing fracking, and they talk to people from Pennsylvania, they say, you don't want to allow this to come into your communities. It's incredibly dirty. It ruins property values for anybody in the immediate area. The potential for spills is huge. We have truck traffic coming in and out constantly that's going to be way more than it ever was before. There's a huge amount of issues that would affect our economy, would affect property, is all the things that we depend on in Oakland County to make sure we have a good life.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Jim, we're just out of time. I do want to wish you the best of luck. I, of course, will be checking out the results late this evening, early tomorrow morning. I want to tell you, I appreciate everything you've done, the campaign you've run. You should be very proud of what you've done.
Well, thank you. You too, Tony. You're a real voice for us in the wilderness of talk radio, and it's great to have you doing what you do. So thank you.
Thank you. Jim Nash, again, running for Oakland County Water Resource Commissioner. Great guy. Well, another great guy, and I'm so happy. You know, one of the things that we've been able to do is to really focus on the nonpartisan part of the ballot. One of the people that would like your vote is somebody that joined us just a few short weeks ago. He's running for Wayne County Circuit Court Judge, and that's Brian Morrow. And Brian, it was, I saw you briefly on Friday morning at the AFSCME breakfast. You continue to be everywhere, Brian.
I try to be, Tony. Thank you very much for allowing me to be on your show this morning.
Well, happy Election Day to you. Again, as I've said to a handful of candidates already this morning, this must be a bittersweet day for you.
I'm glad it's winding to an end, I have to admit. But I've made a lot of nice friends over the course of... Actually, I've been running for about a year now, so I've made quite a few friends. Actually down here at the DoubleTree Hotel with Mildred Gaddis. I'm trying to continue to be everywhere.
Well, that's great. Brian, for people that don't understand what a circuit court judge does, and they're going to see your name on the ballot today in Wayne County, Brian Morrow. So now they'll recognize it. They'll say, I heard him on the radio. The name sounds familiar. What does a circuit court judge do?
Well, there's a variety of things because really the circuit court encompasses the juvenile division. It encompasses the adult criminal division, as well as divorce, the family court. So that handles divorces, custody cases, and also the large civil cases, civil disputes between businesses involving disputes over $25,000 in value.
All right. Well, it's an important role, certainly. And you have plans. We should talk about, again, since we've got you, the Veterans Court you talked about the last time you were with us.
When I joined the prosecutor's office 8 years ago as a deputy chief, I developed a program in the juvenile division for juveniles who'd committed first-time offenses called Teen Court. And the beauty of the Teen Court program is it gets kids back on track, but at the same time, it doesn't necessarily tag them with a juvenile record that might prevent them from perhaps getting a job or getting financial aid down the road. And it really inspired me to pursue other types of programs like that. And one of the things I want to develop if I'm elected is a veterans court program. And in my mind, it's very similar to the teen court in the sense that you've got veterans coming back from conflict in Iraq and Afghanistan and even veterans from the Vietnam era, who have issues as a result of their service and their maybe mental health issues and substance abuse issues, certainly anger management issues, post-traumatic stress disorder, and they're coming back here and they're getting themselves involved in criminal proceedings as a result of those issues. Traditionally, they would simply be, they would have a record. Potentially, they could be incarcerated. These veterans courts, however, have a different approach. They're looking to get these folks into treatment. Again, it might be a combination of mental health treatment, substance abuse treatment, individual therapy. And if the veteran complies with that and goes forward with the therapy, then the case gets dismissed and it's not on their record. And I have long believed that we owe that to veterans to give them that opportunity. So.
Well, and of course, the work you've done through the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office has of course, been much appreciated by your superiors. You have, and I also pointed this out, you have also had to do your job while running for this court. So there's really been very long days, especially the last 6 months, Brian Morrow.
There have been some very long days. There have been nights when I've had to go into the office to get projects done and gotten out of there at 3-4 in the morning. And so, yeah, when you say bittersweet ending to this, I will be happy to focus on my job again and just have to focus on my job and hopefully look forward to January if taking the bench.
Absolutely. Let's hope that that is your job as the next Wayne County Circuit Court Judge. Brian, thank you for your time this morning. Thank you for your courage in running. And we hope that especially those of us in Wayne County, I would be one of them. And I assure you, you have my vote, Brian.
Thank you, John.
Well, no, listen, I really appreciate the effort you've made. As we've talked this morning, people have no idea what a sacrifice this is. And I appreciate what you've done.
Well, I appreciate that too. Yep. It was a pleasure running. It really was, in terms of getting to meet so many people and talking to so many people about the issues that face Wayne County. So in that sense, I've really enjoyed it.
All right. Brian Morrow, good luck to you today. We hope that you get a positive result come this evening, and we'll look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you, Tony. I look forward to it, too.
All right. Let's take a quick break here. More candidates on the other side as we continue on this Election Day Tuesday. Folks, there's so much to talk about. I'm hoping that we can fit in some of the proposals. I've got to remind you on some of these before we scoot out of here at 10 o'clock. And then I'm going to vote right after the show. A quick break here. More candidates on the other side. This is First Shift. And you're listening to 1310 WDTW.
There's no question about it, Tony. I always enjoy talking with you and meeting with you and sharing ideas. You do a great service to the community, and we're fortunate to have you on the air.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
As we get into that rush hour commute, you are still accident-free. We do have a disabled vehicle that has your right shoulder blocked on 696 westbound at Evergreen, and that's causing slow traffic from Coolidge, but a wrecker is on the scene. Now we have that construction on Telegraph southbound just before Maple. Right two lanes are closed, and that's causing slow traffic from Long Lake Road. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 44 with sunshine in the afternoon. Tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 46. And it's currently 33 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So, if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
From her first moments as mayor, Janice Daniels has repeatedly disrespected the city of Troy and its citizens. During her swearing-in ceremony, she blatantly refused to take the oath to uphold the city charter of Troy. Justifying her actions, Mayor Daniels declared the city charter to be a whimsical document. She embarrassed the city's proud history and those public servants who came before her. She further embarrassed the city of Troy and made national headlines with her derogatory and inexcusable comments targeted at homosexuals and the LGBT community, forever linking the city of Troy and its diverse population with this kind of intolerance. Her extreme agenda influenced her voting against expanded funding for the city library and the building of a federally funded transit center, ignoring a large bipartisan majority and the direct endorsement of Governor Rick Snyder and the wishes of the Troy Chamber of Commerce. She repeatedly used her deciding vote to ignore what was best for the city of Troy. And if Janice Daniels doesn't represent you, vote yes to recall her on November the 6th.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Triano.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we continue with the candidate marathon on this election day. Listen, our next candidate is running statewide, and so every vote matters a great deal. Again, it's not like we're hiding anything. Brian's campaign has advertised on this program, and we're grateful for that. But Brian needs your vote, and every vote matters, certainly as a proud, as a very proud alumnus of the Michigan State University. He wants to continue to serve them on the board of trustees. My son Dominic is at Michigan State University, so I have a little bit of a personal stake in this as well. And we welcome Brian Musilam back to First Shift. Brian, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. The question is, Brian, as we are now here, it's payday. How are you today?
Man, I haven't felt this way since I woke up game day 16 years ago, ready for a big game. I'm just excited. I'm excited. I got butterflies. I got a quiet confidence and ready to get this day going.
Yeah, it is. It really is quite a journey, isn't it, Brian? You know, we've talked to a couple different candidates today, and I've said from the from the day the decision was made, well, even the thought is, you know, I think I might run for Michigan State Board of Trustees. To this day, a lot happens between that first thought and this actual election day, doesn't it?
Oh, you're not kidding. And let me just say this. We're definitely not doing it for the pay. You know, we're doing it for the love of our university. And it's been 7 long, rewarding, grueling months. We visited 40 counties, 111 cities. We've put about 9,000 mile campaign miles on our car. We've done just about all we can do to prepare for this day. So the rest of it is in the voters' hands.
Well, you know, Brian, in a time where higher education has truly been racked by state budget cuts, we see that the cost of college continuing to rise on an annual basis. There are so many challenges for students and families all over the state of Michigan. And even though the economy is rebounding, we need some help. We need a life preserver right now. Do you see that if elected, you can help us get through and navigate this stuff?
You know, that's the goal. As a financial advisor, this is a problem that my clients face all day. I mean, let's just tell it like it is, Tony. The Michigan Education Trust for a newborn has jumped 40% in 3 years. So while they're increasing tuition at lately inflation rates, that's just unsustainable. It's going to take outside the box thinking. It's going to take somebody with my background to come in there and understand the budget and scrutinize it and look at things such as employee benefits and legacy costs and dive into fundraising and build coalitions and be able to create those endowments and raise money to help for scholarships or to subsidize tuition. So it's going to really take some aggressive fundraising. It's going to really take some outside the box thinking and strategy, and I believe I'm that guy for that.
Yeah, let's talk. We've only got about a minute and a half left, but let's talk about your background. Let's remind people what it is that you do, because you do have a skill set for this position.
I am a financial advisor, and I can tell you that I have over 5,000 clients, and I can unequivocally tell you that 90% of them come from the working class and come from bargained units, and 95% of them have not even begun to save for college. And besides, you know, will I have enough money when I retire? It's how much do I need to save for college? And if you look at the numbers, they're just staggering. At the rate we are going, tuition is absolutely spiraling out of control. And the only way that I could affect or try and affect and help this is to be elected, so I can get in there and use my background to help drive tuition costs down.
Well, Brian, I want to wish you the best of luck today. You're right. Today is game day. I thought maybe you were going to make the analogy about two-a-days, because I'm sure you're feeling a little beat up today as well. But that's okay. We appreciate the campaign you've put together. And, again, best of luck today.
Thank you. Have a good one. Go state.
You bet. There you go. Brian Muslim, thanks so much for being with us. All right. We continue now. We visited with my next guest just a couple short weeks ago. I'm talking about Jim Berryman, who's running in Michigan's 57th House District. And I know that the numbers in his district have changed for the better for him, but it's about today, which is payday. And Jim Berryman, first of all, let me welcome you back to First Shift. And I want to wish you as well the best of luck on this election day. It all comes down to this, Jim.
Well, Tony, thank you very much. Yes. You know, you can look back at it seems like a long time ago, but it was not just a few months ago. We were out walking in 104 degree weather, and now I look out and there's frost on the porch. So at some point it seems like it will never get here, and then all of a sudden it seems like there is just more things you'd like to do. But to me, it's an exciting day. I like to vote on election day and not absentee. I like the excitement of going to the polls on election day and looking forward to it.
Well, you and I certainly agree on that, Jim. I can't wait for the show to get over with today, and I don't often say that, but I get to go vote after I leave here, and I'm very, very excited about that. You know, Jim, you go to bed last night realizing that when you get up in the morning, the campaign for all intents and purposes is over. Certainly, I think you're probably going to visit some polling places today. But this is a tough day, man. You've got to just kind of sit and wait and let democracy work its way out.
It's the longest day of the year. it really is. You know, and Tony, and you know, and I'm optimistic, you know, whichever way the election goes, so long as a majority of the people that are registered get out and vote. I mean, that's really what you want to see. Like you said, democracy at work. And it's, you know, when you see, you'd love to see things, you know, over 50-60% of the registered people voting. Then no matter which way the election turns out, the majority of people have spoken, and you know, and I'm happy with that. So I can live with it. I can live with it either way.
Well, absolutely, and we, you know, of course, we do want it to go a certain way. We understand, Jim Berryman, the importance of returning a majority or as close to a majority as we can get in the state house. We see, and you and I talked about this when you were on with us a couple of weeks ago, some of the devastation of Republican ideology and policy, and we've got to put a stop to it.
Absolutely, and this one really is very special to me, because this one is not only for the people that I would represent here in Lenawee County, and you know, eventually it's the state of Michigan that we impact, but in a very special way, this is for my father that you and I talked about, that back in the 1936 and 37, when he was in the set-down strike in Flint, he would be very proud, I think, of what we've done over the last 6 months in trying to stand up for collective bargaining and the rights of the middle class. And so, again, I personally feel very good, because I know my dad is looking down and is very proud.
Now, I'm looking over, and I'm very proud, Jim Berryman, for what you've done, the courage you've shown, and, of course, the strength you've had to run an honest campaign. And we want to wish you the best of luck today. We're just out of time, but we'll be checking out those results this evening and early tomorrow morning. Best of luck to you, Jim.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great way to start the morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Jim Berryman, again, running in the 57th House District. More candidates, folks, on the other side. Again, we're just trying to make sure you hear them one last time. You need to vote today. Get out there and vote. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking that rush hour traffic, and we picked up our first accident. It's blocking your right shoulder on 94 westbound at 8 Mile. On McNichols Road, the ramp to 75 southbound, a disabled gravel hauler is partially blocking that ramp. And we got an overturned vehicle that has both shoulders blocked on Lapeer Road northbound just before Oakwood. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 44 with sunshine in the afternoon. Tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 46. And it's currently 33 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
This is former Michigan State University football coach George Perlis. I hope you will join me in voting for Brian Musalem for Michigan State Board of Trustees. Brian Musalem was a co-captain on the MSU football team. I know Brian Musalem will use his leadership skills to represent everyone at Michigan State. I hope you will join me on November 6th voting for Brian Musalem for MSU trustee.
Paid for by the committee to elect Brian Musalem.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
For a rich example of unbridled boss power in today's political process, hearken back to August, when Mitt Romney appeared on a stage with a group of Ohio coal miners behind him. "I tell you," the clueless candidate cheerfully exclaimed, "you've got a great boss." That would be Robert Murray, CEO of Murray Energy, who had previously held a $1.7 million fundraiser for Romney. But if Mitt had just turned around and seen the scowls on the faces of the Murray miners, he would have had a clue that they didn't quite share his enthusiasm for their great boss. One reason is that they hadn't volunteered to be there, but had been directed by bossman Bob to attend. Also, Bob was docking them a day's pay for taking the day off to be stage props for Mitt's campaign. In effect, they were compelled to donate to the Republican. Such involuntary support is routine for this corporation's salaried employees, who've been hit up again and again for donations to Romney and other designated candidates. Murray himself sends dunning letters to employees' homes, specifying to each one how much to give and instructing them to send their checks directly to corporate headquarters. Staffers there maintain a list of those who did as told and those who didn't. If you don't contribute, your job's at stake, one employee bluntly explained. Indeed, Murray deploys his lieutenants to squeeze the laggards. As the boss put it in one letter to them last year, please see that our salaried employees step up for their own sakes. In another letter this March, he even named names of those he considered shirkers. I do not recall ever seeing the attached list of employees at one of our fundraisers, he said pointedly. This is Jim Hightower saying, after Romney's great boss statement, he added that Murray, quote, runs a great operation here. Yeah, a political shakedown operation sanctioned by the Supreme Court.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Recently on First Shift,
junior senator from the state of Michigan, Debbie Stabenow, who joins us now.
Yeah, well, we in Michigan are a tough, independent lot. Folks expect you to work hard and earn their vote, and so I work hard to do that every day. And having lived in Michigan my whole life, I feel a real commitment to Michigan to make sure that I'm there in the middle of the fights that are going to make the difference for us.
First Shift
on 1310 WDTW.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. It is 35 minutes after 8 o'clock. It is also Election Day, Tuesday, November 6th. It all comes down to this, and I have to tell you, it has been an exciting morning all morning. I'm getting a lot of email, people that have already voted, that are letting me know under no uncertain terms that they've had to wait in line. They have patiently done that, and they are glad that they went. Those of us that enjoy going to polling places, as I do, are enjoying it today. This is, I think it was Connie Kelly said it's Christmas Day. Some of us called it a, calls it the political Super Bowl, whatever you want to call it. Well, that's what you do. You call it. So, we're just going to keep plugging away and bringing you candidates. And I'm anxious to get to 10 o'clock today. And not that I normally am anxious to get out of here, but I'm anxious to get to 10 o'clock today. Because I want to go vote. And then I'm going to make some calls this afternoon to get out the vote, which is what my little task is. And then I'm going to, just busy myself and prepare for tomorrow's show a little bit. And then pace. I don't know if that's my problem. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. I really don't. So the busier I am today, perhaps I can really tucker myself out. And wake up early in the morning to all those surprises. I want to say I almost liken it to the World Series where, the Tigers were playing, but I knew I couldn't stay up and watch, so I would go to bed and be surprised in the morning. But that wouldn't necessarily be true. This has got far more anxiety for me than anything else. So we're just going to keep plugging away this morning, bring you some great candidates, and we're just going to hope that it makes a difference for you. I think one of the reasons we wanted to do this today, certainly the candidates get one last chance to say, hey, don't forget to vote for me. But it's also, as Jim Berryman just said, a nice way to start the day. But it also gives me a little more confidence. And really, what else would we have talked about today, right? I mean, what could we have really done at this point that we haven't already done? I do want to remind you, my recommendations for the proposals. Proposal one, the emergency manager, vote no. We want to defeat that. It is anti-democratic in a very real way. On the collective bargaining proposal two, vote yes. If you haven't been with us to this point and you don't know why, oh my. I don't know what to tell you. On Proposal 3, the 25 by 25 initiative, again, I'm recommending you vote yes. On Proposal 4, the home health aides, vote yes. On Proposal 5, requiring a two-thirds majority of the legislature to pass a tax increase or tax changes, for that matter, You want to vote no. And on Proposal 6, I'm telling you, vote your conscience. That's simple. That's what I'm doing. Well, I'm happy to bring our next guest into the fold. He has a difficult task. The task is, and I think he's done an excellent job of separating what's happening in the 11th Congressional District. I am happy to tell you that I got an email this morning, and somebody says, yep, Tony, you were right. It works exactly the way it's supposed to. If Dave Kirsten is on my ballot, I vote for him. So I did. And joining us now is Dave Kirsten. Dave, welcome back. And, man, oh, man, here we are.
Here we are, Tony. It's game time.
It is game time. I would have to guess, Dave, because you have visited so many different places, you've talked to so many voters, you've knocked on so many doors, you've been to so many meetings. We saw you, of course, Friday at the AFSCME prayer breakfast. You've been everywhere. You know, today must be a little bit of a relief, although filled with, I would think, a little bit of anxiety.
Well, just a little bit. You got to believe that the voters are going to do the right thing. We've done what we can. We carried a good message. We stayed on the high road. And I believe we're the better candidates. So now it's up to the voters, and we hope that they make the right choice.
Well, of course, we hope that they will make the right choice. Let's remind people, Dave, what's at stake here, because we have seen lots of stories about Kerry Bentivoglio this week that, listen, this is stuff that's coming from his family. It's not manufactured by the Democratic Party or a candidate, that he is not emotionally stable. Obviously, he and his brother are having some kind of serious feud. But, you know, we also, Dave Kirsten, have a lot of factual information about some of his legal problems, certainly the trouble he had when he was a school teacher on record as wanting to make children cry. I mean, this is not the kind of guy we want representing us in Congress.
So that's right, Tony. It's not mudslinging. This guy has a long, troubling history of one issue after another. I mean, everybody has disagreements with their families, but this has went on for 20 years, and it's not a single brother. It's both of his brothers have weighed in and confirmed of some of his outrageous behavior over the years, and it's not a single thing. It's his teaching habits. It's his running a business habits. It's the way that he lived his life, and I don't know how anybody can represent the mainstream of the 11th District with that kind of a history. He surely has a following, but it's got to be minuscule compared to the citizens of the 11th District.
Well, what I want to do, Dave Kirsten, and I want to remind people, I especially want to talk to the Oakland County part of your district. Not that the Wayne County part doesn't hear it, because they do. But Oakland County has an important job today, as this district, even when it was originally drawn, and you're running in the old 11th, was drawn to be Republican. There's no question that's true. Not as Republican as the new district, but that's not the point of this conversation, Dave. People in Oakland County have a serious choice to make today. They need to pay attention not to the R or the D after somebody's name. They need to pay attention to who the person is that's running.
You're exactly right. The content of their character. And both myself, which I'm proud of my history and proud of my past, and Dr. Taj is just such an excellent man who is so concerned about people, not about party politics, not even about his own politics. He is a people person, and I surely hope the people of the new 11th district take a good hard look between those candidates. And if they do, there is no way they can pull Bentivoglio's lever.
Well, I'm going to suggest they must take a look. They must know what they're doing. They must be careful, because a Kerry Bentivoglio successful congressional campaign spells disaster for the 11th. They don't, you know, and let's, Dave, I want to remind people as well, you and I talked about this briefly on Friday, but the 11th doesn't have representation right now, and it's not just enough to have a body there. We need a responsible body there.
Well, the 11th has already been embarrassed with the acts of Thaddeus McCotter. And to send this extreme right-wing Tea Party guy I just hope we don't embarrass the 11th District. I don't hope we don't embarrass Michigan. And I hope those voters don't embarrass themselves by pulling his lever. He doesn't represent mainstream Republican views. So I just hope people pay attention and vote for the character of the man.
Absolutely. Well, Dave, again, this has been quite a long journey for you. I know that, like a lot of candidates, you had your job to do, and then you had in your quote-unquote free time had to run for Congress. And I want to thank you for stepping up in an unimaginable situation, Dave Kirsten. You can't write this kind of stuff. And, you know, and seriously, for you to make the sacrifices that you have had to make over the last handful of months, knowing that if elected, when elected, it will only be for 6 weeks or so, well, that says something about the content of your character, Dave Kirsten. And I want to thank you for stepping up and showing the courage that it took to do this.
Well, I appreciate that, Tony. And you know what? Just like you, when tomorrow comes, no matter what happens, we'll still be working for the people.
Absolutely. Dave, thanks again, and best of luck to you today.
Thanks, Tony.
You bet. Dave Kirsten again, candidate for Congress to finish Thad McCotter's term in the old 11th Congressional District. And I want to say it again. It's real simple. Dave is going to be appearing on ballots in other congressional districts today. So, in fact, I'm now in the 13th, but he'll be on my ballot to finish out the term in the 11th. I actually had somebody over the weekend call me and send me an email saying that, you know, Dr. Taj wasn't on their ballot. That's because he is in the new 11th. And it just doesn't have to get complicated. It's very simple. If Dave Kirsten and Dr. Taj are on your ballot, vote for him. If it's only one or the other, vote for him. It's that simple. There is no funny business going on there except for the funny business the Republicans unfortunately created when Thad McCotter and his ridiculous staff, I mean, this is just embarrassingly ridiculous, decided to commit election fraud. It's embarrassing. It is absolutely embarrassing. And folks, I'm one of those people that doesn't have a congressman right now. That's my district. So keep that in mind. All right. More on the other side. We're going to clean it up in this hour on the other side. And we've got another hour of great candidates. And so I'm so happy that we're able to do this for you today. Tomorrow's tomorrow. Let's get through today first. Get out and vote. No question. And then help others. Remind them. You know, I had ran into a guy yesterday that said he made a family tree and just reached out to everybody on his family tree. Great idea. Go ahead and do it. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. It's game time, folks. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Out of all the nastiness I've seen in the day, you were one of the few that's very honest, that's very sincere, and very true to heart. Of people like you, Carl Levin, and Debbie Stephanow are good for this state.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So, if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Hard work used to be the way to get ahead in Michigan, but getting ahead is getting tougher. Corporate CEOs make millions of dollars by cutting our jobs and benefits. That puts everyone's future at risk. Collective bargaining protects us. It levels the playing field so workers have a voice and share in the company's success. Collective bargaining protects us against unfair layoffs and arbitrary cuts. Voting yes on 2 protects collective bargaining. Voting no puts us all at risk. Vote yes on 2. This message brought to you by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters.
Organized labor and the right to collective bargaining is under direct attack in Michigan. It's been under direct attack in Wisconsin, and we've seen what has happened there. And it is of crucial importance to protect collective bargaining in Michigan and make it illegal for the legislatures in Lansing to take that basic right of workers away from us. My name is Kylie James. I work at Kroger in Birmingham, and I am the United Food and Commercial Workers.
Union members across Michigan know what it will take to protect working families. Vote yes on Proposal 2.
Hi, this is George Perlis. I've coached for the Pittsburgh Steelers and at Michigan State, and I've seen a lot of great players, but Brian Musalem is one of the toughest I ever coached. Brian Musalem was a co-captain at MSU, and now Brian Musalem wants to give back to Michigan State by running for the Michigan State University Board of Trustees. Whether you bleed green or not, I hope you will join me in voting for Brian Musalem for the MSU Board of Trustees on November 6th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Brian Musalem.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized. You are tuned in to WDTW, 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock on this election day, Tuesday, November 6, 2012. And we're doing the cavalcade of candidates this morning. We still have one in this hour and a handful in the next hour as we're trying to get to as many as we possibly can as both a reminder of who we'd like you to vote for in some of these communities. Some of these are statewide. Some districts, of course, and not only that, but to thank them for their hard work. One of those people is my next guest, who is a personal friend of mine, Jim Amar, joins us now. Jim, of course, is running for Wayne County Commission in the 11th County District, and we welcome him back to First Shift. Jim, my friend, I hope you are well, if not perhaps a little tired.
Well, thanks, Tony. I am a little tired, but I got to tell you, this whole project of running for office and getting out there and trying to get the vote has given me an adrenaline rush. And I was at the polls shortly after they opened, and I left one of the largest polls in terms of voter turnout in Canton to return home to be able to speak with you and the listeners on the show. So we're going at it full blast, Tony, and we're seeing a lot of people come out to vote, at least in the early hours of voting.
Now, and we're hearing that from all over the metropolitan Detroit area, so I'm happy to hear that get-out-the-vote efforts are working. You know, Jim, we need to go back, and I remember an email I received from you. You know, your opponent was, it looked like he was going to run unopposed, and you just couldn't allow that to happen, if I remember that email correctly. And you have really done something quite extraordinary. You have made a name for yourself. People are supporting you. I think even you've been a little pleasantly surprised by how warm the voters have been.
Yeah, there's no question about it, Tony. You know, we were 6 months behind because my opponent announced his candidacy early after the beginning of the year, if not before. We announced late in May, and you're correct. I looked at my background and experience, and when I found that there wasn't going to be a challenger just immediately prior to the filing deadline, I decided that we ought to give the voters a choice. And yes, Tony, I am just overwhelmed and completely surprised by the positive reception I have been getting from people when I've knocked on doors. They've been very civil. They've been very polite. And the one thing I did not expect was how many people would thank me for coming to knock on their door to speak with them.
No, you know what? It's a very unique experience, and it's something that unless you experience it yourself, it's really kind of hard to describe. Some magic happens on some of those doorsteps, Jim, as you know. I mean, you have some extraordinary conversations.
Oh, there's no question, Tony. I was surprised that after I spoke with people, they said, well, you know, you got my vote. And people said, I'm voting for you just because you took the time to come to my door and speak with me. And in some instances, people said they hadn't even seen anybody in the time they lived there that was running for office that came by to talk with them, or even an incumbent. And I remember knocking on the door of a younger voter, and I was just overwhelmed, ashamedly, of his reaction to me coming to the door. I mean, he treated me like a rock star. I thought he was going to ask me for my autograph when I should be the one thanking them for taking the time to come to let me speak to them. And I always mention that to the voters, regardless of their political persuasion.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things about running for the county commission is that a lot of times people don't consider political party as much as they do political platform. And, Jim, you do have a plan. We do know, Jim Amar, that, you know, there's been a lot of attention paid to the Wayne County Commission and to the Wayne County Executive, and you know that there's some healing that has to happen.
Well, there's no question about that, Tony. I hope that with my background that I can bring that process to the commission, because I have experience as a public administrator and in public administration, as well as a strong collective bargaining background and someone that's a bridge builder. I'm hopefully a problem solver. And the other thing that I feel that I've been good at is to get people to talk to each other. And I think we have to start doing that in the county. And I didn't run a negative campaign against anybody, and surprisingly, no one ran a negative campaign against me. And I think that's good for the process. We've had healthy discussion on the differences that we have. And I know where I want to see the county go. I think it's a jewel in the state. And we've got to look at the strengths and the good things about Wayne County as opposed to the negative.
Well, and certainly that is something that that you should be proud of. Jim, as it is game day, as the saying goes, and it's over. I mean, the campaigning for all intents and purposes of over are over. You'll deal with the results of the election as a mature adult, as I know that you will. Of course, you want to win. And let's remind people just quickly why you want their vote today.
Well, I want their vote because I want to bring the background and experience that I've acquired in state government in my professional career to make a positive contribution to the county government. I want to seek sound administration of the county budget and to ensure that the district and county residents receive the necessary services for the taxes that we pay. I want to serve the county residents by pursuing accountability and transparency in our government. And I want to take a careful look at the sole source contracts that goes to vendors. I think we have to address that issue. Certainly, I want to strive to keep public safety, good roads and parks, and services to seniors a priority for us, as long as I'm doing everything I can to work with the parties concerned, that's labor and management and business, to promote an aggressive agenda of economic growth and development for the county. Because if we can do that and we can bring jobs into the county, that has a trickle-down effect, as I've said several times before. And I think I want to vote this morning, Tony, because I told one young voter, one of the things that I would like to do is see if there's some way that we can bring film production back to Wayne County to offer our young people something exciting to go into relative to film and production, to complement the undergraduate program at the University of Michigan.
Well, that would be amazing. And, of course, we know that that was a program that was growing quickly. And had we have just left it alone at the state level, God only knows where that industry would be today. But we, you know, can't lament what happened. We can lament it, but we can't change what's happened. And that would be great to see some of those programs, not to mention schools like Specs Howard, the commitment that they made both philosophically and monetarily to servicing that industry, only to have everything pulled out from underneath them. Well, Jim, that's a whole other conversation.
Sure,
let me just wish you the best today. I'm so glad that we had a chance to talk this morning. My friend, you know my thoughts and prayers are with you. You know how much I respect you, Jim Amar, and I hope for nothing but the best for you today.
Well, Tony, I want to thank you very, very much, and I sincerely appreciate the opportunity you've given me to speak to your listeners and so many people out this way that listen to you. And the only thing I can emphasize is vote the ticket, vote for the people at the head of the ticket, our president, but don't forget the local offices and the state offices as well. They're just as important. And again, Tony, thank you so very much for everything you've done for not only me, but for the other candidates.
Well, I appreciate that, Jim Amar. Best of luck today as we are, again, at the end of another hour. Whew. Can't believe it. We've got a handful of candidates in the next hour as well. Folks, it just gets better and better and better, and it's election day. So for those of you that may be listening on your smartphone in line at the voting booth, thank you for voting. Don't forget to get out and vote. I don't care what time you got to do it. Just do it at 8 o'clock. Remember, you don't need an ID. You can still vote without it. You just need to sign an affidavit, and don't let anybody bully you. All right? NBC News coming up. We'll be back.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking that rush hour traffic, and we picked up our first accident. It's blocking your right shoulder on 94 westbound at 8 Mile. On McNichols Road, the ramp to 75 southbound, a disabled gravel hauler is partially blocking that ramp. And we got an overturned vehicle that has both shoulders blocked on Lapeer Road northbound just before Oakwood. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 44 with sunshine in the afternoon. Tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 46. And it's currently 33 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hey, it's Tony from First Shift with